someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
You're out of luck doing this.
Any
most amazing, any most astounding living monstrosity of all time.
Monsters. All right, you wanted the best. You've got the best. Let's talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters Mornings Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. You can catch us all over the world. My eyes have just been opened to how many people listen to us all over the world. We're doing these shout-outs. We'll do some more today, but thank you guys so much for listening to us all over the country, all over the world. And you can watch us on YouTube live today. We are live on our YouTube channel, so you can watch the show live all day today. Just go to iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. That's three words. Make sure you do it that way, and you'll be able to check us out. And on our website is monsters.fm. It's a springboard to everything that we're doing. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with everyone this morning, we're going to do this until around 11 o'clock. The producer is the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Good luck.
And to my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Till the time never stop, baby.
Now, here's what's great about live talk radio. Big fan of live talk radio because it's interactive. It's happening right now. You can throw something at us, you know, on the texting service at 77031, and we can throw it right back at you, or you can hear it on the air within a minute or two. And that's what's awesome about live talk radio. 77031. That's 77031. That's how you can text our show, and we'll text you back sometimes during the break. Also, while we're doing our live YouTube channel, you can go to that, and during the breaks and stuff, I'm sure Carlos will be talking to people.
I will. Yeah.
And I've got it up on the screen now, which is kind of cool. We figured out how to do that. So, you can do that. Just go to monsters.fm to check out what's going on with everything. It is a beautiful Friday. It's payday for a lot of people.
It sure is.
It's the 15th. And but did you see what happened last night in Daytona Beach?
Probably some badass parties.
It's one way to spend a Thursday night.
I have no clue what happened.
Oh, really? So I wake up and Daytona Beach, Florida is making national news. And I'm like, it's got to be good, right? Six hospitalized after two fell 34 feet from a roller coaster right on the...
on the boardwalk?
The boardwalk, yeah. That roller coaster is called the sand... What is it called?
Yikes.
The sand blaster, I think is what it's called.
I swear, every time I've been there, I thought that roller coaster was shut down. It was so busted.
Well, that's what... listen. If you're going to get on that, you're looking for a thrill, right? It's a thrill ride.
Yeah.
So
is it?
So you can't be too surprised nor upset
if
you
fall off of it.
Oh yeah, 10 people had to go to the hospital. And here's what is really cool. This is what they showed on the news this morning. This was CBS News. A good old boy ran to his truck and got some of those come along straps. You know what a come along strap is?
Oh, yeah.
The yellow come along strap. Went and got some of the yellow come along straps and kind of strapped up one of the carts or a couple of the carts so they wouldn't fall all the way.
Right.
So he was able to kind of save the day. But
that's horrible.
I don't like those rides at all. I never have. But they said that one hadn't been checked since the hurricane.
Ay, ay, ay.
Now, a hurricane would have to really...
No, makes them tougher.
Huh?
Makes them tougher. Hurricanes make roller coasters tougher.
Well, I think what it would do...
That's what the guy who checked it out said.
Yeah, I think what it would do, I believe that it would loosen up some bolts or something like that, right? I
mean, of course.
At the very, very, very least... It would do that.
Yeah, and chip some paint, too.
Yeah.
That's on the very end of the spectrum.
I'm telling you, I have never had any issues with getting on a roller coaster that is not at a major theme park, right, where you know they're being looked at after. Until I saw that video of that carnival of that cart flying in the air, leaving
right.
The actual ride, and it's traumatized me a little bit. So I'm not doing that. I'm not going to get on those. No carnivals, no fairs. Sorry, we live in Orlando. We have world-class rides. I'm not going to get on the little busted-ass one.
What about the one that they just put on International Drive, though? That big swing ride.
Here's the thing.
A lot of people are loving that.
I look at that thing, and I'm like, I want to get on that. I like this little incident in Daytona Beach has not swayed me. I want to get on that. But much like yourself, Carlos, I've been by the boardwalk.
Yeah.
I've looked up at, what's it called, the sandblaster?
Yeah.
And I've been like, there's no way in hell I'm ever going to get on that.
No, I genuinely thought it was a shutdown roller coaster because it looked like a scene for a horror film. I
thought they were going to shoot Lost Boys 2 there.
Exactly. Says, I almost pulled out my BMX gear and started looking for walkers.
10 riders were extracted from the ride. Extracted from the ride. That means thrown from? That means...
They had to be helped off the ride because they were stuck.
Oh, I see. So they had to send up a cherry picker or something. Oh, I gotcha. And then two people fell to the ground 34 feet. It says they're okay, though.
Hey, can we take you guys want to take bets on if those people that were locals, or you think they were tourists?
They had to be tourists. Had to be tourists. I don't know that any locals go to Daytona Beach to go to the rides, you know?
I've never thought of Daytona and been like, hell yeah, check out them rides next to that funnel cake place.
Yeah. It's not, that's not where you go for the rides.
Yeah, the Daytona Boardwalk is not a beautiful sight.
Can we address something else?
Yeah, what you got?
Sure. All right, so I'm looking at Fox 35, the website, and I'm assuming she's the spokesperson for Volusia Fire Department.
Okay. She's a hottie?
Very attractive lady.
You know, usually...
Volusia Fire Department?
What's her name?
I'm trying to find what her name is, but...
A lot of times the spokespeople are former... Like news anchors or reporters, because Jane Wattrell does it for, gosh, I think it's for Orange County or someone. And Jane Wattrell used to be a local a reporter who was super nice, a really nice lady. And then Steve Olson, I think, he does it for someone. Like a lot of these spokespeople, you know, they used to be on television. They're like, I'm used to being on TV. I don't get nervous from the camera. And they become spokespeople for departments like that.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of them. Lauren Rowe does it. You know,
is she doing it?
For the Sanford
airport? Oh, yeah. I actually had a conversation with Lauren.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Oh, man.
Huh?
She's going to come visit us here soon.
I like her. She's awesome.
She's amazing. This is Lauren's an awesome, awesome woman. She's always been super nice to me. I might have shot my mouth off about some comments about some place here. And her people's... We're gonna just have a sit down.
I initially got that email and
I didn't see it.
You were gone. We mentioned Sanford, and I said, "Look, I haven't been there in years."
I just booked a flight out of Sanford. I'm going to Bar Harbor, Maine, and it's out of Sanford. It's the Allegiant.
I'm hoping that your experience is remarkably different from mine.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I think that's what you know the executives over there.
They would like to make it up to you.
Yeah.
Well, they can make it up to me, and I can come back and say, "Man, I got the red carpet treatment."
You're not the one that had to sit there while the law enforcement was at the gate.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Oh, that damn. Yeah,
This is the audio that I'm from that report from Fox 35, and this is a representative from the Volusia County Fire Department.
Okay.
And of course, it doesn't want to play now.
Of course, yeah. Oh, six hospitalized. His last night in Daytona Beach made national news.
I can't believe they got 10 people to get on that thing. I genuinely am shocked. I was recently there.
Props goes out to the good old boy that ran out and got the come along strap.
Yeah, y'all stay there.
Yeah, y'all got it.
Yeah, in France, y'all got that ripped black dude scaling hotels? Well, I'm going to get the come along.
He strapped it up to make sure it wouldn't fall anymore. That's good work, man.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different roller coaster.
No. You're thinking of the right one.
Yeah, it's the right one.
It's the one on the boardwalk.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it is. Because they have like a water park right next to it, too.
It's been there a while. I believe.
Yeah, it does.
And they said they haven't really checked it since the hurricane. They ain't gotten around to it yet.
All right, so texting coming in at 77031.
Yeah.
Salt and steel, rust.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're saying over and over. And then we got a person saying that it's only 3 years old.
Oh, well.
But the lights on the roller coaster are never on.
Oh.
And a bunch of good mornings. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, everybody. By the way, you can text us at 77031. We'll text you back during the break. It is a Friday edition of the Monsters. It's payday because it's the 15th. So I think it's Friday and the 15th. So pretty much everyone's getting paid today, I think, for the most part. So that means it's a good party weekend. Father's Day is this coming Sunday. We're going to talk about that a little bit.
True.
We've got Athena Finger coming in here. And her grandfather was Bill Finger, one of the guys that helped to create Batman. We'll talk to them. We got a couple comics coming in from the Improv. You said you went to see him last night.
I saw him last night. Shout out to the Improv and Krista. Big J Orkerson was he's the headliner, and then the guy that's with him, and his name escapes me right now, and I apologize, dude, if you're listening, but he's written for Amy Schumer, and he crushed it as well out of New York, and it was a really for and, it, and the guys, even the comics took notice of this for a Thursday night show. The place, a room was packed.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was feeling what they did. So it was really cool.
Now, how often do you go out on a weeknight to go to the comedy club? Not very often, right?
The things that you do.
Man, it's a new life.
See, I wonder why Angel went out on a date last night. Things that you do.
Wow.
Interesting.
Amazing.
You didn't pick up on that?
Oh, man.
Very rare for Angel to go out on a Thursday night. But
a sensible date.
A sensible date. Yeah. That's good. Did you go to dinner beforehand?
We grabbed a bite to eat at Blue Martini, and then we went up and saw the comics and whatnot.
What's up, fancy man? There you go. Blue Martini. Oh, boy, do you wear a tux?
Yeah, that sounds like a tux kind of night.
I can see him there sipping a martini, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, no, luckily for me, it was salsa merengue night, and so, got some steps in, and then we went upstairs.
Did you actually dance?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
How are you going to go to a Latin club and not dance?
Oh, it'd be easy for me not to dance.
No, actually, you would probably be the most popular dude, to be honest with you.
Because I'd be the funny one.
Because every woman there would be like, I will teach you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, he got to be rich if he's here. Okay? If he's here with all of us ladies, he's coming mine with me.
All right. Here's the telephone number you can dial when you want to call us a little bit later when we do some trivia. It's 407-916-1041. We are live on our YouTube channel all day today. So we do, it's Friday Monsters Live on YouTube. Best way to go to that is either go to the Monsters.fm. I'll put the link up here in a second during the break, or just go to YouTube, and it's three words, iHeart Monsters Radio. And Carlos and I will be talking to you during the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Huh. All right, so we might have to leave here in a second.
Yeah.
Because it's getting smoky in here now, too. A light in one of the rooms just kind of exploded, and the room is filling up with smoke right now. So,
it's one of those halogen deals.
Yeah, that's very unusual. So if we're off and you hear a bunch of stuff, let's say best of and everything, is probably because if the alarm goes off, they're going to make us leave for sure. It's actually getting smoky in here, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think you're tripping a little bit.
You're freaking out over there, dude. I'm looking at that room. Your guys' room is good.
No, it's my glasses.
Oh, jeez.
They fogged up when I went in there. I swear to God, because that Dirty Jim's room just blew up. I'll be damned. Well, maybe the smoke will go away. Hey, go open the other... Oh, no. If you open the other door, that'll just put smoke in that room.
Right, yeah, just don't even go in there.
Mm, okay, well, there you go. We're dealing with a situation right now. By the way, we're live on YouTube, so you can check out what happens if you go to our YouTube channel. Go to Monsters.fm. I put a link through so you can check that out. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos. And I'll do a couple shout-outs, man. I want to shout-out to John Newbert, who listens to us in Rogersville, Tennessee, another Tennessee person.
Tennessee.
So many people listen to us in Tennessee. It's crazy. And then also we got James Atkinson, who listens to us in Rockledge, Florida. So we appreciate that. And, if you want to send me an email for the shout-outs, we can do it. This coming Sunday is Father's Day. I heard something this morning that I had not heard before. They're saying that Father's Day is for fathers, for stepfathers, and for father figures. They said they kind of open.
Man, that's bullcrap.
No, I don't think so.
No, man.
Why do you say it's bullcrap?
Because it's a lot of hard work to impregnate a woman, okay?
No.
To be a father, to impregnate, and the woman has to deal with it for 9 months. But we as fathers then have to be able to show the kid how to throw a ball.
There's a lot of father figures out there, and when I say father figures, people that realize that, their dad didn't stick around, their dad didn't stay there and be a father, so they kind of step up and help other kids.
No, it's awesome. That's an amazing thing. I mean, I'm obviously kidding, but, that's a big deal to step in. I don't know if I've thought about that before. If I were to ever, obviously go get divorced with my wife, and then I meet somebody that already has kids.
Yeah.
Like how difficult that is for it to be a match, for it to fit. So, I give props to those people too.
Being a stepdad is an odd thing.
Yeah.
And I've done that several times in my life. But I will say, as far as like being a father figure for other kids, I have to give props to my dad for doing that with a lot of kids that I grew up with. A lot of the kids I grew up with, their dads didn't stick around. They didn't have father, or their fathers really weren't involved very much. So there's about one, two, three, four, five. There's like six guys that were friends of mine that call my dad their dad. Like, and consider them, you know, consider my dad their dad.
Yeah.
You know, Bo being one of them, my buddy Tony, a lot of my friends, they just kind of consider my dad their dad because he did the father figure thing for them,
right?
As well as for me. And I know, and people have asked me, well, didn't it bother you that your dad was busy being a dad for your other friends? And it never bothered me at all. Really? I mean, I thought it was very cool, you know?
Even in my family, my dad is the father figure to at least four of my cousins.
Right.
First cousins, you know what I mean? Their fathers, you know, for whatever reasons, it didn't work out with their moms or whatnot. And my dad brought, you know, like, he went as far as bringing them stateside. They lived with us for an extended amount of years. One of my cousins would join the military, or two of my cousins actually joined the military because of my father's influence on their lives.
Yeah.
So I could see where, you know, the father figure, I think they view him, and just in conversation, they hold him in that kind of respect. They go to him for counsel. They go for him for advice and stuff like that. They don't have that kind of relationship with their own dads.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of, you know, the reason you hear so much stories about, you know, that Father's Day is not as popular as Mother's Day is, a lot of dads don't stick around, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, what are the percentages on that?
I think I got it right here. Let's see here. The six things that you didn't know about Father's Day. Hold on.
I mean, like, in these rooms, our pops are all still around.
Yeah.
So that's four of us in here.
One of the coolest stories as far as, like, stepping up and being a dad is SBK, Kevin's relationship with his dad. He was adopted.
Right.
And that kind of, that level of commitment, like, that, watching him talk with his father, you would never pick up on it. And I don't know if you would, but seeing that relationship, it's probably one of the neater father-dad, you know, kid-dad relationships I've ever seen.
Has he ever met his biological dad?
I know he was going through that. I know he was going through the process of trying to find that out. I don't know recently because of, you know, he was distracted with this other thing.
He never told you, Angel, and I know it's got to hurt, but his dad is Cedric the Entertainer. And he told me personally.
Now it all makes sense.
After a shot of Jaeger, he told me.
No, and then I've told this story before, and Bo has told this story, but my buddy Bo, who you guys might remember, I mean, he started the show with me 20-some-odd years ago, Russ and Bo. And Bo did not know his dad until he was like 30-something and met his biological father when he was 30-something years old. And, you know, when they first met, the first day they met, I was there when it happened. It was cool. They gave each other a big hug, and he looked like Bo, and it was really – but then about 2 hours after that, they had nothing really to talk about. There was no, you know, there was no bonding. Like, they didn't really know what else to talk about other than, hey, so you're my biological dad. You know, it's kind of a weird thing. So just because someone is your biological dad doesn't mean you're automatically going to have some connection.
Yeah, but you know what? Nowadays, in the future, like, that was back in, what, 89?
90? No. It was right before we did the show. Yeah, you're right. 89, yeah, right
and
before
now,
we did the show.
And
yeah.
You know, Full House was reigning supreme with Family Matters. It was a great era.
Yeah.
And now, Bo would jump on his dad's Instagram and look all through his dad's Instagram and be like, oh, what? Oh, I didn't know you went to Lollapalooza in 98. And then you'd have a connection. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a weird way. There's ways that you can connect.
You can learn more about
You can learn more about somebody, you know, a lot quicker.
Yeah. 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Let's see here. Let me go over here. Oh, this is Sasha. Hold on.
Sasha Stan.
Sasha, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Sasha?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you with, you're with the Daytona Beach Fire Department?
Yes.
So tell me, what happened last night with the roller coaster?
Real quick, Sasha. Sasha's as the person that I saw on television on Fox 35's report.
Yes.
Oh, you on TV.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys on my way into work.
Hey, Sasha, did you used to work for one of the news channels before you got the job with the Daytona Beach Fire Department?
No, I didn't. Actually, I used to be a cop.
Oh, okay. A lot of times they'll give those jobs to former reporters. I'm just curious. But so what happened last night?
So the Daytona Beach Fire Department was called out to the roller coaster at the boardwalk. There was a chain of three roller coaster cars that was in the ride. And the front car became completely derailed due to some malfunction that I'm sure will be under investigation to determine what happened. But the front car became completely derailed. There was four people in it at the time. Two fell out to the ground from approximately 34-foot height.
Yeah.
The other two were still stuck in there.
Hey, you know, in this particular ride, were there seat belts?
I imagine so, but I'm not sure.
How the heck did they fall out? Okay, so so then two were like kind of dangling. I saw something on the news where like a passerby or somebody that was there ran out to their truck and got some of those come along straps to kind of save the day. Did that really help, or was that just kind of in the way?
I actually don't know about that. I'm not sure. I did see other people that were not part of the fire department on scene assisting, but those could have been workers. I'm not sure about the
come along strap.
Yeah.
So the two people that fell, I mean, are they okay? How are they doing?
I don't know their condition right now. They were transported last night to the hospital as trauma alerts, which just means that it's definitely a more serious injury.
Oh, okay.
So anything over a 10-foot fall is a trauma alert.
I see. Okay. Now, so when you have something like this, like what are you allowed to say? Like, what is it that you do know that the audience needs to know about this particular situation? Like, when's the last time they had inspections or anything like that? Do you know?
Again, I'm not sure about that. All of that, I'm sure, will be a part of the investigation, which I guess will be conducted by a ride company or something to that form. But I do know that there was 10 people total on the ride.
Yes.
Six of which had to be transported to the hospital.
Right.
It was very frightening for all of the riders.
Oh, I'm sure.
Firefighters were faced with dangerous situations. They didn't hesitate a minute. They went right under this dangling car to secure the remaining two passengers in the front car so they did not fall from that height as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The other passengers in the middle and rear car were then rescued by our ladder truck, which had to get to them and guide them from the car down the ladder safely to the ground.
Man, they got the e-ticket ride, didn't they? they got a little bit of extra. Yes, Angel, question for Sasha, who's with the Daytona Beach Fire Department.
Do you guys get, like, is this part of special training when you have, like, a facility like that on the boardwalk? How many rescues do you guys train for on the roller coasters?
Yes, so we actually have a tech rescue team that does especially these type of incidents. So, luckily, we had a great team on duty last night who has been training for situations just like this involving high-rise conditions. So they knew exactly what to do. They jumped into action. Their training was put to good use, and they were able to safely remove the rest of the riders off the roller coaster to the ground.
Very good. Sasha, thank you so much for giving us a call, and we appreciate you listening, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Oh, wow. Here, this is Willie. He's a spokesman for the Carousel Carnival Company. Hello, Willie. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing over here in Orlando? It's me, Willie.
Willie, you're a spokesman for the Carousel Carnival Company?
Absolutely. I travel this nation talking about the greatest coaster to ever hit the boardwalk, the Coaster Carolina Company.
Okay. And so is this one of your roller coasters that had the accident last night?
Some people say it could be mine at this point in time. I'm not willing to take credits for it. But the fact of the matter is, this roller coaster was in tip-top shape.
Well, wait. It came off the track, and two people fell out and fell 34 feet.
That's true. The roller coaster did fall off the track. People fell out. There were injuries. It was a horrific sight, probably traumatizing. PTSD will be involved in this.
Yeah.
And but what I'm saying is, we had just recently painted it, and it looked real pretty. And I didn't see any of these safety things. I mean, we painted a nice blue streak on the top of it.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle went around, and he's done built at least 6 to 7 flipper homes. And he tightened every last nut and bolt there. So,
Willie, let me ask you a question.
Yes?
Two people fell out of the roller coaster.
30 feet!
34 feet to the ground. Are there not any seat belts in that thing?
Now, look, seat belts are going to cost a little extra. I did go cheap on the actual quote-unquote safetiness.
Safetiness.
I kind of checked it out. I looked and I said, do I need seat belts? Time will tell.
Willie, you could
time will tell.
You could almost say that it's actually... Uh-huh. You made the ride even a little bit more fun. They should actually pay you extra for
more of
the
a
excitement.
Thrill. More of a thrill, yeah.
Sir, I like the cut of your jib. I'm looking for a new spokesperson for the Carolina Coaster Company. The last guy just quit, so that's why I'm trying to take over.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I think this was almost like a virtual realities ride.
Yes, it almost was, wasn't it?
Yeah, they felt like they were falling. Luckily, they fell in a tiny little pile of elves that I bought at a convention.
Now, Willie, I got to ask the hard-hitting questions here.
Hey, you a tough one. You get me with them gotcha questions.
I got you with a gotcha question. Okay, I've heard there's a report that this particular ride has not been checked since the last hurricane here in the state of Florida. Is that true or false?
Let's see here, Rollins. You get me with these every time. I'm flipping through my paperwork, and I don't... Okay, here it is. Right now, it was recently checked, 1998, March 10th, and everything was up to date.
March 10th. Of what year?
1998.
Ooh!
1998?
Willie!
I thought that particular... Wait, hold on. That particular ride's only been up in Daytona for 3 years. How old is the ride itself?
I bought it from an old Chernobyl amusement park.
Okay.
I updated it with fresh paint.
Well, now what will happen? Now that it's run off the rails and two people fell, 30 feet, now what are you going to do?
I'm going to go back to my job of taking palm leaves and turning them into flowers and selling them to the people on the boardwalk.
Okay. Thank you, Willie. I appreciate it. All right, have a good day.
Okay. Go on down and see the coaster.
Take care. All right, you're listening.
Willie's a talker.
That Willie. he and Sasha need to get together and do an act. They can do it together. All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Hey, welcome back to The Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. You hear something cool, Angel? So we're on YouTube Live right now, and this is Friday, so every Friday we try to do YouTube Live. And while we're on YouTube Live, comedian Ryan Holmes, who's been a guest in here several times, kind of helped us with the show, he is live in Russia right now on a bus in Russia, using their Wi-Fi, watching, and he's talking to people on YouTube Live. How
crazy,
cool is that?
Crazy, man.
So how's the Royal doing?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. We got to find out if he tried to, because if you remember, he is in line.
He is royalty.
And the Danish king and he have some sort of a connection, but I thought he was going to Danish land. I didn't know he was going to Russia.
So, Russ, when you go air quotes Danish land,
that means I don't know what it really is. Denmark. I'm sorry.
Denmark.
Yeah, I forgot. It's Denmark. Yeah. Hey, another shout out to, let's see here, Greg Cohn, who listens to us in Graceville, Florida. Where's Graceville, Florida?
Right over there.
It's over by there and next to that.
Uh-huh. Thank you for the help. I appreciate it. And then Sarah Loya.
He regrets saying
And Sarah Loya is in McAllen, Texas.
Tech.
McAllen.
So, man, it's crazy how many people listen to us all over the country. We appreciate that.
Not for nothing. Denmark is really not close to Russia at all.
He's on a cruise.
Oh, I didn't think it was a cruise. I think he's just flying from place to place.
You can get to Denmark to Russia in the water?
There's a big boat with wheels. No, I know Ryan was on a cruise, so maybe these are stops before the cruise or something.
That kettle corn money must be big.
Here's one thing I know about Ryan Holmes.
Yeah.
He's very rich.
He's wealthy.
I don't know anything else about Ryan, but he's wealthy, and he likes to give it away.
Just throws it out.
He bought the comedy shows. The next time you see him, ask him for money.
Now, what do you think this means? He says he's in Russia, and he saw the perfect gift for me in Russia. What does that mean?
Probably a Russian boner pill, right? I mean, that's immediately the first thing. And it's like I am strong.
Can I please
I am here to drink vodka and give us boners. I am a Putin boner pill.
I don't need boner pills. Putin. Stop saying that I use boner pills.
Russ,
I don't need boner pills.
Why are
my boner's fine.
Yes, Russia's in Asia. Yes, but it is not a pure
Chinese
boner.
I couldn't stop you from walking right into that, bro. I mean, I literally,
do you know,
like,
somebody walked up to me the other day and gave me a bottle. I'm like, what's this for? And it was these, like, it wasn't boner pills, but it was like some sort of male testosterone thing. I'm like, I don't need those.
Yes. That's, it's, Carlos, it's working.
It's working.
Stop it. Bunch of morons. Hey, this is round.
What was the question again?
Oh, no. Okay. So,
Russian Holmes, Batman.
He's in Russia. Oh, is there a Russian Batman?
I don't know.
It's a Baltic cruise. See?
Okay.
Yeah.
How can he afford that?
I was
that?
Asking. I wasn't saying that you were wrong.
How can he afford a Baltic cruise? I mean, you know.
Do you remember the shake weight? Ryan invented that.
He did not.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Years of research.
One thing about Ryan you don't know, he's got the black market of Russian boner pills cornered here in Orlando. He's picking shipment up.
Plug.
You almost said something else.
Yep.
He must be selling kettle corn under the table, you know, for cash or something, because that's an expensive cruise, man.
I'm sure you plan for it. You don't just do that willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. Ryan Holmes, rich as hell.
Did Ryan Holmes go with his girlfriend or did he go by himself?
I hope he took his girlfriend, because if not, man, we've blown somebody's spot up bad.
Yeah. Actually, here's the trip. It's Amsterdam, Denmark, Estonia, Russia, Finland, and then back to Denmark. Who does that cruise?
What the?
Royalty.
An old man does that.
Yeah. Like a dying man on his last wish to visit.
Dude, that is an awesome cruise.
He saved his entire life so he can do this trip to Europe. That's what an old man does.
What are you talking about? Russia, Denmark, Estonia?
How's 22-year-old Ryan Holmes able to be?
Oh, my God. Is he dying? Is Ryan dying?
That's what it is.
Oh, you think it's that prostate that's like a beach ball?
It could be. Well, he's right now live on our YouTube channel. So if you go to our YouTube channel, you can chat with him while he's in Russia on a bus.
Ask him to grab you some of that Russian go-go.
And check this out. Russian buses have Wi-Fi.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
Russ.
But it's like the mega bus here.
Oh, we got Wi-Fi too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's that one bus that you pay like, you know, 10 bucks and it takes you 19 hours and it'll drive you from here to New York City.
It always looks like the people waiting in that line are going through the worst situation of their life.
The most possible situation. Wherever they need to go, they need to be there in a hurry, and they chose the slowest form of transportation, and to distract you from that, we threw some Wi-Fi on there.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, texting service checking in. It says, tell Russ that 1 out of 3 men need boner pills. Thanks a lot. I don't need to know that. Number two... Russ doesn't need boner pills. He uses the pulley system. Aha! I get it. That was funny. Russia has good Danishes, says the texting service.
Really? Why wouldn't Denmark? Or is that...
I would think Denmark would.
So Ryan Holmesy is writing on the YouTube Live, which you can go to monsters.fm, click on the YouTube icon, and you're there. He's been saving for a year, him and his lady, and he says his lady because he wants to sound like a very exclusive English mate.
Oh, that's the one he won't get engaged to, right?
Man. Yeah. Man. Hey, man, when you miss a Friday.
Hey, look, she's in Russia right now with him. She's not watching this.
Exactly.
Oh, she's not listening.
She might be watching with him right now on the Russian bus.
You know, they might be doing the cute thing and splitting the headphones.
I wonder if she knows he's going to propose in Russia.
Oh, right in front of that. I wish I knew an iconic Russia thing.
The Kremlin, right
there.
Right in front of the Kremlin.
Oh, right in front of Stalin's grave.
Stalin's grave.
Yeah, nothing says romance like let's get married in front of Stalin's grave.
You don't know anything about Stalin.
Evans in the chat room right now has a good point. Ryan is actually on a Give Comedians the World organization trip where they give comedians the world, you know, for. And Holmesy says his bus has Wi-Fi, his smoke is filled with cabin, and the Russian tour guide is yelling at the person.
His cabin's filled with smoke, you mean?
Yeah, there you go.
That makes more sense.
And they're the oldest people ever on that cruise, and then it's Ryan and his girl.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
That sounds like an old-ass... I mean, I would love to go on it, but it does sound like...
I get the flyer in the mail like once a week from what's it called, Viking Cruises, and I know it's for old people, but I'm like, man, I could rule that boat. I would be the man
on
that boat.
Not for nothing. I would do that trip that he's on.
Easy,
That part of the world,
that's some money, man.
He said he saved for a year.
That's a lot of kettle corn.
A lot of cash you got to put under while mom ain't looking.
I'm telling you.
Mom ain't looking, you sell 3 bags of kettle corn and put that in your pocket.
Carlos crushed it. He's right. He's Russian boner pills.
Russian. He's selling them like Wesley Snipes in New Jack City. Ryan's walking up. He's coming back with a flat top.
I don't need boner pills.
You can't deny it. You can't joke with it.
You're in a
boner pill pickle.
That's a Chinese.
What do you mean you get boner pills and pickles?
That's a Tijuana BF right there. I can't. If I say I don't do it, then it sounds like I do it. If I don't say it, then it sounds like I do it. You got me. I'm gonna get you back though. You know me. It'll take me a while to think of something. When I think of it, it'll be on the internet forever. Like that. Those Olin Mill pictures, or what were they?
Glamour shots.
Glamour shots. Yeah, they
pop up every now and then.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
Can we address something real quick?
We can address anything. It's a Friday, and I'm in a great mood. Whatever you want to talk about.
This is hysterical coming from this person. You, with the 8005, I'm going to single your dumb ass out right now.
Oh, let me see.
Because this guy decided to say, when did you guys get so childish and stupid? How long has the Monsters been on the air, Russ?
26 years. Started childish and stupid, still to this day childish and stupid.
I've never known the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1 to be the bastions of maturity.
Never.
High-level intellectual talk. The Monsters.
Whoever that is, whoever you...
No.
Just 8005. Yeah, you're a moron, sir. We've been stupid forever.
We need to get that on a shirt.
He might be thinking though that he was listening to NPR
go jump over there.
Yeah, he might have thought that. Hey, today
dumb.
Is round three of the best TV theme song ever. I'm going to let you know what songs are.
Oh, the voting's on, right?
For the first time, we've got different personalities going against each other. It's we've got Dirty Jim going against Angel. We got Carlos and Russ going against each other.
I'm gonna crush you.
We got Savannah and Vince going against each other, and then Jim Phillips and Moira are going against Jack and Pinkman. I'll be able to tell you what the songs they have to represent. You can vote today when you go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. If you want to try to win something, we'll do trivia in a second. Your telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041.
No, Russ, you got to say it mature.
Like a mature host.
I have never been mature on this show, and I'm not going to do it for that moron on the texting service. You, sir, can turn the channel. That's what I'd like, okay? And we're going to check out what's going on during the breaks. We're on our YouTube channel. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. We appreciate you doing that. We'll do some more shout-outs from people all over the world, all over the country when we come back. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning who are not mature at all. Thanks to listening to us on the iHeartRadio app. It's Christina Cook that listens to us in Lake Nona, Florida. That's not too far away. But Pam Taylor listens to us in Reynoldsburg, Ohio on the iHeartRadio app and watches us on our YouTube channel, iHeartMonsters Radio on YouTube. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. If you want me to give you a shout-out, you can always email me, russ@wtcast.com. I have now, like... hundreds of people to give shout outs to. Thank you guys so much. We do appreciate it. We're reminding you that if you want to cruise with us, you want to party with us, we're going to go on the Victory Casino Cruise. It's the Monsters, it's Real Laughs, the two shows coming together to put on a great casino night at the Victory Casino Cruise. We'll also be filming for our YouTube channel. I set that up yesterday. Ooh. Which will be really cool. Vince Taylor's going to go along with us. Bo the Big Man Rhodes is coming. We got, of course, it'll be me and Carlos. Devin Seabold will be performing. Miguel Colon's performing. James John's performing. And here's the thing, man. They made it so easy. It's $10.41 when you sign up, but you're going to get a voucher for $15 for food. So you pay in $10, you get a voucher for $15, and then you get another $10 voucher to play slot machine.
It's too good of a deal.
We're paying you to
honestly,
go.
Honestly, it's too good of a deal, and a lot of you don't deserve it. Like, 98% of you deserve it. That 2% that's going to get in on this is pissing me off.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. The tickets are at realradio.fm/victory. That's realradio.fm/victory. But that guy that texted us, the, 5008 guy that says that we're too, what'd he say? Too childish?
8005. Yeah. You guys are too shy. Childish. The stupid show is...
He's not allowed to go. You tell him he can't. He is not play with us any poker. He can't play. He can't play blackjack. He cannot go in the Victory Casino cruise. Make sure you let him know that.
You can't go.
You can't go on a trip, dude.
Go watch a ballet at Dr. Phillips.
Go.
All right. Okay. Go watch something on, you know, a fancy podcast by history.
All right. Let's see what prize we have in the prize pinata today on this beautiful Friday. It's payday for a lot of people, 15th and Friday. You know what that means? People are going out. Forget about their woes.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, centomoving.com, that's CENTOmoving.com. Hit the start quote button, put your information in there, let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1, Monsters in the Morning. Moving day is not your funnest day.
It is not.
Have them make it that much easier and manageable for you. That's Cento Moving.
Is funnest a word?
I think it is.
Hey,
it's my way of not being mature.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can do that.
I don't think funner is.
This would be most fun.
Yeah. No.
You know, I write novels now.
Oh, I got one up.
Excuse me.
Mr. Hoity-toity there.
It's a fancy comic book is what it is.
Yeah. See? You got to fight that maturity, dude.
I know.
All right. So it's CentoMoving.com. Up first, and if you select this prize, you have to be able to come to the radio station today to pick this up because this event just started yesterday.
What?
It's a family four-pack of tickets to the Orlando Science Center. They're crushing it this summer. Orlando Science Center is turning Kidstown into a superhero metropolis for Superhero Week, and that started yesterday, goes through the week on the 17th. Kids will learn what it takes to be an everyday superhero at home and in the community.
Yeah.
Saturday's big events are going to be this as follows. Athena Finger, who's going to come in later on this morning.
Yeah.
She is the granddaughter of Bill Finger, who is the co-creator of Batman. She's doing a Q&A on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. at the Orlando Science Center.
I'm interested to meet her today. That's going to be cool.
We have Dorian Alberti. He built his own Iron Man suit. He's available for photos. And then we're going to have other superheroes like Aquaman and The Flash bouncing around the Orlando Science Center, available for pictures and just meet and greets and whatnot. Check that out. That's Orlando Science Center.
I wonder what it cost him to build his own Iron Man suit.
If it's the guy that I'm thinking, I would. That's a real good question because it is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like spot on. Like you think it was, it could have been used in one of the movies.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We have a family four-pack of tickets to Pandora's Box. The Ultimate Aerosmith Tribute at the House of Blues on Friday, June the 22nd. Tickets are available now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword events. We have a pair of tickets to the advanced screening of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and that's going down Tuesday, June the 19th at AMC Altamont 18. The park is gone. There's no more island. Welcome to Jurassic World.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
And from what you see in the trailer, they come over to... You know,
and I hope
the U.S. of A.
Yeah, I mean, that happened in The Lost World. They came over.
Yeah.
Some people don't know how to feel about Lost World. How do you feel about Lost World?
I don't even remember it.
That's
that
how
much.
You feel. Yeah, Angel? Yeah.
Which one was that?
The second one. Damn it.
Yeah, not big of a...
I think this is going to be their... They're gonna knock it out.
This is the reboot.
Yeah, there you go. That's
and those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thanks, Angel. 407-916-1041. Let's go with... I'm going to go right to Winter Park with Chad. Hey, Chad, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Monster. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, have a good Friday, man. What you got? Do you have plans for Father's Day?
You know what? I'm going to sit around and do absolutely nothing.
That's a great plan. That's perfect Father's
Day.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I have a trivia question for you. If you get it right, you can take whatever prize you want. If you don't get it, you can ask either Angel or Carlos to help you out, okay?
All right.
Okay. After 26 years, this TV show has lost their distribution deal with NBC Universal with no plans to produce any new episodes. The first time in 26 years. What show does it look like is going off the air?
Wow, NBC, network television. Let's say NCIS.
That is incorrect. Who do you want to help you? You've got Angel and you've got Carlos.
Let's go Carlos this morning.
All right, Carlos, it's a little, I would say,
What are you saying, Rollins? I can't.
You're stuttering.
After 26 years, the TV. I'm going to make sure I don't want to give you too much of a hint, but I want to give you a little bit of a. The TV show that has lost its distribution deal with NBC Universal. So that's who had the distribution deal. It doesn't mean it was only on NBC, okay? So it's a little misleading, I guess, is what I was trying to say. With no plans to produce any new episodes. So this is a show that's been on for 26 years. It's in syndication, I think is what I'm trying to get across to you. And they have no plans of doing any new episodes. There's not been an official word that it's over, but it looks like this show has finally come to an end. What show that's been on for 26 years do you think finally could have had its last run?
Man, you threw me off with... I thought it was a strictly NBC thing.
That's why I said that, yeah.
And you're saying show over, but it's probably not... It's probably not your, like... It's not like a primetime show, right? It's not like one of those, yeah. Okay.
It's a show that's in... You know, it's in reruns and distribution and, you know... You'd see it during the day.
Is it... Judge Judy?
Judge Judy's incorrect, but you're in the neighborhood, I think. 407-916-1041. Hey, Mike from Ormond Beach. You're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm great. Monsters, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Here we go. After 26 years, this TV show's lost its distribution deal and has no plans to produce any new episodes. 26 years. What show do you think we're talking about?
I'm just going to take a guess at one of the soap operas because... I don't know daytime that much. Young and Restless?
That's a great guess. It's not right.
Oh.
Who do you want? Oh, you got Angel that can help you.
I think,
that's fine.
Mike, I think you're onto something with a daytime TV. It has to be one of those shows that's been on forever. Morning
second
talk.
Second round clue. Don't forget, Carlos already got a first round.
Okay, second round clue. Okay, I'll give you a second.
Did you used to watch it?
You know what? No, but I will say this. The person that's the star of this show has been a guest in here and was wonderful.
Okay, so it's not a soap opera. It's got to be daytime TV. Who's been on the longest? Is Oprah still not on? She hasn't been on the show. But I thought Maury's not been on.
I don't know. I don't watch daytime TV. I got a job.
Ah, how about this? It's got to be. Was this guy in politics, Russ?
I'm not giving you any more hints.
Oh, come on!
Maybe.
Dude, I'm thinking it's got to be this guy because he's been in here and these guys talked nicely of him. Jerry Springer.
Sir, do you agree with Angel? Do you think it's Jerry Springer?
I will agree with Angel, yeah.
It is Jerry Springer. There you go.
Nice.
That is the correct answer. Let me put you on hold, sir. You're a winner. Yeah, Jerry Springer Show for the first time in 26 years.
26 years.
I swear, when I went on vacation, I would flip it around on TV because I never really watched anything that on any of those channels. And I'm like, I can't believe Jerry Springer is still on.
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
still, you know, still arguing about, you know, you cheated on me and fighting each other. And I mean, it's like a template. I mean, it's the same thing every time. And I'm surprised it was still on.
So it's funny is because there's a cafe close to here and didn't his security guy get a show?
Yeah, Steve Wilco.
All right. So I thought those shows of Jerry Springer on, I thought those were reruns, but those are actually...
No, they're new. Yeah, they'll shoot like three in a day. You know,
Holy
and they
smokes.
Shoot them like in Connecticut or something like that.
And I know somebody who was on the show.
Yeah, we knew one.
And you know, they fake it. I mean, it's, you know.
Not every single one, but they definitely, for that guy, was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they, you know, he was a professional wrestler and he faked it out.
I really do wish I could have gone to a Jerry Springer a taping because I wanted to feel that amazing feeling of chanting, Jerry, with a group full of people.
Yeah.
Everybody's on Jerry's side.
Yeah.
There are no dissenters. You know, and the craziness that he would bring in there.
What made his show so popular? It was just the
outlandishness.
Yeah, the trailer park trash part of it.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that they would actually let him fight. You know, and then they bring out the security guards. I mean, it you know, it was such a phenomenon at one point.
It really was.
There was a movie, a Jerry Springer movie.
Yeah, with Jamie Presley.
And Jamie Presley was in it, exactly.
I know it sounds silly to say that a talk show was just on fire, but man, for about a year and a half, Jerry Springer was their ratings were there was nothing bigger.
Maybe even longer though, because I remember. I mean, it was a cultural phenomenon. His show.
It was. Yeah.
And you know, I said he'd been in here before. He has been. And what a nice guy.
Oh yeah, several times.
He would talk. And of course, he got in trouble because he was once the mayor of.
Of Cleveland.
I think it was Cleveland. Yeah.
Or in Ohio.
No, it couldn't have been Cleveland.
It was in Ohio town, yeah, I think. Okay. Yeah.
It was a big deal. It wasn't like a little, you know, he was the mayor of something.
I mean, Cleveland's got enough bad things going for it. It doesn't need to have him be their mayor.
It might have been Cleveland. I don't know. Wherever.
I thought it was Cleveland.
He was the mayor, and he got caught because he paid a hooker with a check.
Damn it.
He wrote a check to a hooker, and then, of course, you know, in politics, people frown upon that. And, of course, now that's really no big deal.
You know? Paper trail.
Yeah. But I think he's talking about getting back into politics.
No, it was Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, okay.
Oh, that's remarkably better.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Jerry. Look, you know,
what a career, man.
You talk about what a good run. 26 years of Jerry Springer?
Yeah. I mean, and how old is he?
God. He's
73 years old.
He started when we started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? That's crazy. All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Listeners that listen to us on the iHeartRadio app all over the country and all over the world, like Tommy Coward that listens to us in Valdosta, Georgia on the iHeartRadio app, and Lori Davis watches us on our YouTube channel in Sarasota, Florida, and we appreciate
True.
That. And if you have Alexa, you can always say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio, and it'll play it for you, which is pretty cool. We appreciate you guys doing that and tuning in on this beautiful Friday. It's Friday. It's the 15th. It's payday, and it's a great weekend. Yes.
To that point,
yeah.
I'm going to offer you guys a little heads up here.
What you got?
All right.
Motorcycle cop, westbound 408, after the 417 on the right-hand side. I want you to keep your money, so slow down.
Yes, we want you to be. Look, the idea is so you are safe and nobody gets hurt. So if we're giving you the heads up, we're just helping the officers slow you down, you know, so you don't get into an accident. There you go. That's the way I like to look at it.
That's Absolutely. It.
There you go. So be careful out there. Man, God, I had to drive yesterday out to an appointment in I-4. I know a lot of you drive it every single day. I don't drive it that often. But I-4, it doesn't matter when you go. It's like a dead stop, right? Just be prepared. That it's
gonna... Oh, yeah.
You know what? And here's the thing. And this has to be the reason of all the mishaps that happen on I-4, and particularly when it rains. Because of the construction, because of the project and everything.
Yeah.
And so the way that these rainstorms roll up on us very quickly, it creates these massive, massive pools of water on I-4 with all the new dips and dives and everything.
Yeah.
It happened to me yesterday. I was driving out to I-Drive, and... In my lane, somebody two lanes over goes through one of these puddles, and it's just because of that, the water splashes on my windshield,
yeah.
And for a brief moment, I couldn't see anything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? There's got to be a better way to... You know, they have to address that and figure out a better way to get the water to dissipate from the construction sites. That's got to be the reason a lot of these are happening, because I could see someone not paying attention, freaked out, and bounce into the next lane because of the splashing on the car.
Yeah. Are we due for rain today? I didn't even check.
Yeah, we're due for rain every day for the rest of the summer between the hours of 3:30 and 7 o'clock.
Oh, so a normal Florida.
That's what happens, and it's really jarring. I hadn't driven in rain on I-4 on that part of I-4 in quite some time, and just having that experience yesterday, I was like, "What the hell?"
Yeah. Oh, by the way, tickets are available for the cruise. I'm looking at people are texting us on the texting service at 77031. People are also talking to us on our YouTube channel. We are live on YouTube today, by the way. And Carlos has been talking to people during the break, on the YouTube channel. So we're in round three of the competition, where it's the best TV theme songs ever, is what we said. So it started with a bunch of theme songs.
Right.
And now we're down to just a few. And now we get to the point where it's, personalities against personalities. So I'm going to tell you what personality has what song, and let's see if we can predict who we think is going to win. So here in round three, on deck, the very first match here is Dirty Jim's Gilligan's Island against Angel and Barney Miller.
Oh.
You know, it's really hard for me to pull for today's gym, but Gilligan's Island is a theme song that everybody knows every word to.
That's
gonna be a hard one for you, Angel.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what, like, just people, you know, everyone's different take on the contest.
Yes.
The songs that I picked, I thought were just cool songs that could have been, didn't have to be necessary. The fact that they were part of a show or a theme show song,
yeah,
just happened to be. And that's why I thought Barney Miller would, because that bass line on Barney Miller is, it's just dope.
It is classic.
So you were going for what you thought was just best
just cool
music.
Songs. Yeah.
And see, my strategy was, I want to pick what I thought our audience would vote for. So it's going to be Dirty Jim, Gilligan's Island taking on Barney Miller. That's in this round. If you go to monsters.fm for the best TV theme song. Now, the second match here, it's Carlos with Cheers against Russ, me, with Cops.
Man, that's going to be a tough one.
That is a tough one. Now, for me personally, I like the song from Cheers better because I love Cheers and I love the song. But I will say, out of all the voting, the theme song that got the most votes was Cops.
Damn. So
it got the most votes. For
we'll
whatever.
See. I really like the Cops song too. I mean, I watch Cops all the time.
Yeah,
and that's gonna be a tough. I have no clue how that one's gonna go.
I know.
And by the way, I pick, and I was wanting to win. I didn't care about nostalgia or
but
music. I want to win.
Cheers has nostalgia.
It has that.
It's got a great little song, but it's not an upbeat song. See, Cops, Bad Boys, it's upbeat song, kind of a fun song.
And I mean, you just go to YouTube and type in Will Smith and.
Martin Lawrence
and having them do their version of it.
Oh, yep. They have a version of it?
Yeah, it was from the movie.
Oh, okay.
So there's a scene where they're going over one of the causeways singing it.
So that's, it's Cheers versus Cops this round. And then you got, it's Savannah's Adams Family against Vince Taylor and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I think Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is going to win that one.
Yeah. Yeah, Fresh Prince is a good one.
Yeah. And then you got Jim Phillips and Moira, and their show is MASH. And it's taken on Jack and Pinkman, Love Boat. Who's going to be? I think Love Boat will win that one.
Yeah, Love Boat too.
You think? Mm-hmm.
You think Love Boat's more recognizable than the MASH theme?
I think so.
Oh, no.
Or are you just saying that because it's
Love Boat?
But are you saying that just because it's a happier song? Because that MASH song, it's not a barn burner, you know?
It's probably because I think it's a happier song.
Right.
Yeah, probably. So that's this round, and here's the thing. What's awesome about this is Blog and Molly made it that everybody that participates and votes, you're eligible to win a $100 Hulu gift card. So
that's cool.
Just going and voting, you're eligible to win a prize. It's fun to vote and see who's going to win. So it's Dirty Jim against Angel. Carlos and I are going against each other. Savannah and Vince Taylor and Jim Phillips and Moira are going up against Jack and Pinkman. Go vote for your favorite songs, and we'll see what wins the whole thing. All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Have your emotional needs met. 407-916-1041. Toll free, 888-978-1041. You're special. Real Radio 104.1. We really care about you.
From the Real Radio 104.1.
Listening to us on the iHeartRadio app, we've got Denise McMichael listening to us in Mobile, Alabama, and Michael Beer in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Used to listen to us when we were on XM in Lake Charles. No, actually not XM. We were on we were syndicated to Lake Charles, Louisiana. We appreciate you listening on the iHeartRadio app. People do all over the country and all over the world. It's very cool. So we've got some special guests here today that, Angel, you saw him last night, right?
I made it out to the improv last night, and
Big J Okerson.
Yep.
Let's go and bring in Big J Okerson. He's going to be at the improv all weekend long, and Angel saw him last night and said his show killed.
Yeah, he destroyed. He was a lot of fun. Crowd response was really good. I think he was even surprised by the turnout of it being on a Thursday. He ends up closing the night out and says, you know, like, if this was Thursday, the rest of the weekend's going to be really good. So he was awesome. He crushed it.
Oh, very good.
Both the guys, but Jay was definitely a beast last night.
It's very unusual for Angel to go out on a Thursday night as well. We got headphones right there so you can hear and talk to. What's up? Big Jay is which one?
Hi.
Big J, what's up, Big J? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, my friend. This is Kurt Metzger who is joining me.
Hi, Kurt. How you doing?
Both guys destroyed last night. They were awesome.
It's very unusual for Angel to go out on a Thursday night. He went out on Thursday night, came in this morning. He goes, both the guys that are coming in today are freaking killer. Normally, I will never have two people in at the same time because what ends up, you guys end up talking to each other and not paying attention. But he said,
this is going to be horrible, though, because they're best friends.
He said, you got to let these guys come in together, Russ. And I'm like, I don't like doing that, but I will this time, because he said both of you just killed together.
Some people,
we have a natural rhythm.
People like,
and then we never talk over.
Well, it's like people come on that are friends normally and they don't acknowledge the show at all. They just start talking to each other like from across the way.
I know. I've done that as well because you don't want to. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Kurt Metzger.
Kurt Metzger. Okay, Kurt.
All right. And the reason I think what helped you guys, or what was bizarre last night, and you caught it in the beginning of your set, and I don't know if it was something that Kurt said off, but couple that stood up and walked out, what, like 2 minutes into your set, Big J?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's our culture now. People hear a word that, just a word, and then they get upset and shut down emotionally.
In fairness, it was the N-word. No, I'm not. No, it wasn't anything. It was just somebody drunk.
Yeah.
Kurt
had a joke subject that she just chose was not the subject she wanted to hear, and she just shut down emotionally. But she was, exactly, hammered.
She was hammered.
That's a wasted decision to make.
No, if someone gets up to leave, do you get pissed off about that, or are you just like, it's just part of the business?
I don't care. It's too late here now. Also, if you're not going to enjoy it, get out.
But this is the same job as, like, the bouncer or the bartender. Dealing with drunks is really most of the job.
Right. So you guys are really good friends. How long have you guys known each other?
Almost 20 years.
20 years, and you always tour together?
No, this is actually a cool thing that Kurt happened to be available this weekend. Kurt would be headlining this himself, but he was available, and we haven't hung in a while, so it'll be fun to ask if he can come out and do it with me. So he was able to. So, it's like a special guest for the audience and the fans. It's like a big, big deal for them, too, to get us both together.
Well, not that girl. She didn't care for this.
There was a girl.
Except
that one particular woman was not into the special guest idea.
You know, the thing I was brought up was, I was talking about something that happened to my family. Like, to get mad where I'm... whatever. I don't want to get into it. But it was just... Like, okay, if you were sensitive about the topic, you would never be mad at me.
What was the topic?
I said I had three family members that committed suicide, which is true.
Suicide.
Okay.
I have three, and I'm like, I wasn't saying a thing bad. She just was like, suicide? Oh, he must be forced suicide if he said the word suicide.
Obviously.
That is the angle that is taken usually. If you say any word, they're always like, so you're pro that? You're pro that?
I don't think anybody, I don't think anyone's pro suicide, right?
And I don't believe anybody's upset. For real. I mean, I just do not. If you're just mad about anything you just heard happen online, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I think it's just the Twitter culture in the sense of, like, they feel they need to react to anything that may offend them instead of, you're at a show, take it
the
in.
The problem is, you know, the scary part is, and it's very true, unfortunately, is the business, though, is buckling to that.
Oh, yeah.
The actual business of it, because I just got censored on a thing I was doing from using the word retard.
Yeah.
And which I understand it being like, you know, a red flag, but in context, it's not
an actual term.
In context, it's used offensively in the joke and then explained that I'm like, oh, yeah, that's offensive. Like, you know, it's a good joke, I think, to explain the nature of why you shouldn't get upset and walk out of the comedy club because you hear the word suicide.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. The context doesn't matter. It's just simply their fear is like, right now, that word, if you say retard, it's going to rain hell on them.
But comedy is supposed to be offensive sometimes. It's supposed to, you know.
It's supposed to be funny, ultimately. Yeah. I mean, like, that's the idea. So if you want to try to, like, you know, toe the line to find something, you know, funny and something darker or edgier, like, you should have the freedom to do that. And for somebody to be like, anything that I've never liked, I've never enjoyed a rom-com in my life, I don't think.
Yeah.
Crazy Stupid Love. That was it.
Yeah.
I've never enjoyed one much, but I'm not like, I don't think they should stop them.
Right.
If I happen to go see one and it's exactly as I expect, I don't like it.
Yeah, you're not writing Sarah Jessica Parker like, screw
Jay,
you, bitch.
Right.
That's I don't understand. How is a young white girl supposed to have a sense of power, Jay? It doesn't make
any sense. Exactly.
Hey, Kurt, since you said you've had three people in your life commit suicide, it's been a big topic this week. And we were talking about it a little bit, and one of us or somebody said, I think it was even Val Kilmer, said, oh, that's just so selfish.
That's right.
And people get mad about that. Like, oh, how could you talk bad about
you know
some...
why it is so, but Anthony Bourdain can't hear himself being called selfish.
Right.
So it's like, there's no point. you're just making his surviving relatives feel bad. Like, there's him saying, like, that's selfish. Like, I'm sure Anthony Bourdain's relatives weren't about to kick off, so you don't need to tell them it's selfish. You meant suicide. They're aware of that.
But you know, I think we realize it really, what's really happened is Val Kilmer is mad because that was a buddy of his. So he's mad at that guy for taking him away from him, you know? So did you have that feeling when you had three people that you knew?
They weren't all together.
Were you mad at them?
I felt left out. They all went together without me. No.
No, jerks.
The joke I was making is like, I feel bad if you go through it because it is like a thing. You're like, that was kind of selfish, man. Like, it's such a permanent, you know.
Yeah.
I think some teachers have a permanent solution to a temporary problem, right?
Yeah.
So, but people that do that are you don't do that because your head's right. Like,
exactly,
you have a chemical problem. Your brain's designed to make you not do that.
Yeah. So now you're a comedian. So when you're writing comedy, the last bucket I would go to would be the suicide bucket, you know, to write comedy about. What made you decide to put it in your act?
Because it's how you become.
It's actually a really good bit.
Nothing is funny on the earth. Okay, until I make it funny. So if it's horrible, that's how you get a joke. People really are like, where do jokes come from?
Farts on their own are funny. Farts alone
the only
are
thing.
Funny.
That is the exception to the rule.
If no one's there to hear it, it's not funny.
That's true.
And the funniest joke will never be as funny as the funniest fart. That's the pain comics have to live with.
You can literally put on Delirious and then just a long fart and people will remember
just
the fart.
If you really think about it, I mean, like a dog, you know, a dog that loves like that's the closest to a poem to a dog is ass fart. Like that's like like wow, that just says it all, man. It really affects.
Hey, Big J, what do you think about comics that have to end up, you know, like apologizing for certain jokes or you know, have you ever been in a situation where someone's asked you to apologize for something you've tweeted or said?
Oh yeah, change.org had a petition for me to make a public apology on when it was Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, not The Tonight Show.
Right.
I did a joke about Michael Vick. I'm from Philly originally, so I did a joke about having to like Michael Vick despite all of his horrible misgivings.
Well, he had a hell of a year that one year.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He did. So, but that's the joke of it, obviously.
He's a champion. His dogs are champions. Yeah. What's the problem?
Again, I always feel like the disclaimer that you don't shouldn't have to apologize for is when they go, all right, this comedian coming to the stage, like, I'm not going to speak on the Senate floor.
Right, so, exactly.
You know, I, you know, you do your stupid jokes and people laugh or they don't, you know, and it went well, but I did the joke and it came down like really hard on that and change.org wanted me to apologize publicly on Jimmy Fallon, which I would have loved to do.
You put me on, I'll do it.
I would love to get a second chance to, but they, it never got anywhere and there was no like repercussions from it or anything, but they did say at NBC they got a lot of like hate mail from it.
Oh really?
But that's just like
it's like three.
I mean, the guy called a little concerned, and I think I made him feel better just by saying, and, you know, who knows if I'm right, but I believe that, you know, he's like, we got like, you know, 100,000+ like angry emails this morning.
Who cares?
And I was like, oh, so imagine how many people then loved it.
Yeah,
because I've never written a letter about something I've loved ever. Right. I've never written a love letter to a product or a. Any kind of medium I've watched, you know what I mean?
But you probably have never never written like anything negative. Like, have you ever taken time, something you didn't like, to tell them you hate what they're doing?
People will take extra time. I used to work in retail. They tell you, people will never call to say, hey, great job, but they can't wait to do it. That's just like...
It's rare. Sometimes people call, some people call them compliment, but they are like...
It becomes angels a commercial.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They make them into commercials when it happens. Yeah. It's so rare. Like, I wanted to tell you.
Big J Okerson is going to be at the Improv all weekend long with Kurt Metzger. Kurt, it's true or false, someone said that you worked with Amy Schumer or have written jokes for Amy Schumer?
I wrote that song that got the Emmy on her show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. What's the song?
Girl, You Don't Need Makeup. I want to start writing boy band songs.
Did you work with Kyle Dunnigan?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm following him on Instagram. He's
me and Kyle,
He's
Kyle put the music together.
Oh, really? Nice, man. I just, it's weird, you know, I saw him post on there. I was like, well, this dude's had to, it's on something. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's written for Amy Schumer.
Yeah,
and I think that's where I've seen you from.
Oh, you saw him doing his Kardashian thing he does?
Oh, my God,
man. What's the character he does, like the nerdy character? He tortures his mom?
Yes, yeah.
That's one of the funniest things.
I can't tell who the real person is. I look at him like, I don't know which is the real person,
and
I love that.
He's a pretty mild-mannered guy. Yeah. He's a very, like, kind of...
It's like a very grown boy. Like, a backpack on both shoulders.
When you're writing jokes for other people, and then they are, you know, hit pay dirt with it, and they do very, very well, is it a good feeling, or is it a, like, damn, I should have saved that for myself feeling?
No, I mean... The ones I want to save for myself, I save for myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, So if it worked with the stuff I gave that I didn't keep for myself, great. Like,
yeah,
to write for the people, the whole trick is you just write jokes that you would want to keep for yourself and then maybe give it to them.
Sure, yeah, 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 yeah.
Give them the crap. And hopefully they can make it, yeah.
Well, yeah, I never wrote, like, this is one that's for somebody. I just try to write one that's good and then they'll just want to take it and be like, oh, this is my voice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Amy Schumer seems nice as hell, too.
Well, I Joseph Lynch, I mean, it was like 4 years I was working on that.
Damn. Yeah. That show was huge, too. Any plans on that coming back?
No, I think she was done for, you know, she got the hell on a cable and
now she's doing the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing her damn thing.
So, where did you say you were from? Where were you born?
Philadelphia. Well, I was born in Virginia, but I'm from Philadelphia.
Well, congratulations to your Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Big year. That
whenever
was so
you meet
fun.
A Philly fan, you gotta, you know, give them
that was
props.
A fun one. It is funny never having been a fan of a team that won a championship in my life.
Yeah.
That I've cared about. The Sixers won in the early 80s when I didn't know anything about basketball.
Right.
But the Eagles winning was, I'm a Sixers and Eagles fan.
Oh, nice. Only. You had a great year, man.
Yeah, fun year. And then just like, but it is funny after that Super Bowl, I guess what Boston fans know and several other, you know, cities know already is as soon as that Super Bowl's over, the next day you're still kind of excited. You watch like the press conference stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 days later they do that parade.
Yep.
You know, there's always some funny highlights from that, especially in Philly. And then the day after that, you're like, well, it's just zero.
Got it. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Angel, question for Big J.
With that withstanding, do you think that it's fair the moniker that Philadelphia Eagle fans get as being some of the hardcore, hardest fans out there? You guys get the moniker of throwing batteries at Santa Claus.
No, it was snowballs. But the funniest thing about that story always to me is that comes up. So I watch all the Sixers games on NBA League Pass.
Oh, yeah.
So I live in New York. So I always get the feed for some reason from the other city.
Oh,
and it's always brought up.
Every game they go, you know, that's in Philadelphia, but it's like the Sacramento Kings feed. They go, oh, these fans are getting a little rowdy. He goes, let's not forget, these are the same people that threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
It's the same story, right?
I know, and that happened in the 70s, and what's funny about that
maybe
is...
Maybe Santa molested them.
I know, exactly.
But every time Angel tells the story, it was batteries.
Yeah.
Well, no, Jimmy's the one that tells that story.
Oh. Well, no, the thing is, what's funny is, whenever that comes up, I feel bad for... spoiler alert... Santa Claus isn't real. So they didn't throw batteries. They didn't throw batteries or snowballs at Santa. They threw them at some dude named Doug.
Yeah.
And every time it comes up,
he's like, oh.
They go, they threw snowballs at Santa Claus. He goes, no, that was me.
Yeah.
I had feelings. It happened in front of my kids.
Right.
They threw batteries at a man dressed as Santa who had very real. Very human
Santa
feelings.
Claus.
That's true. I never thought about that. That poor bastard.
They dehumanize him so much by just saying it's Santa Claus. Like, no, it was a guy. You guys pelted a guy who was trying to do a service and make children happy.
Do you think you guys Sixers might get LeBron? You think? I think.
I sort of hope not, but we'll see.
Right? Like, it'd be weird. He'd take over the ball. Just, you know.
Yeah, they don't need him.
Yeah, you guys got a good team.
We're figuring it out without him. Yeah.
So you'd rather not have him, huh?
Look, if they get him, you know, I guess hopefully we're championship bound. But if they don't get him, it's fine. Like, I'd rather have these young guys just come. It's kind of cool watching that happen.
Yeah.
That was cool with the Eagles, too. It's like actually watching, like, rookies and stuff pan out.
We're still waiting in Orlando. Yeah, we're still waiting.
2009 was our last glory year, you know. But
there were some fun ones there. You always have in your history the Shaq Penny years.
Exactly.
But, you know, and then that what was it? What's his name? What was the guy that had tattoo of himself on his arm? No, but not him. Nick Anderson, right? Free throws.
Oh, the free throws. Yeah, dude. Damn it.
There's a whole documentary about just those free throws.
The 30, bro. Poor guy. Yeah.
He like missed, like, it was like, he's like an amazing free throw shooter. And, like, he missed all three,
four in a row.
He's been in here before, too, and he still feels bad about it.
Yeah.
He's like, terrible.
What a won the game.
Is it like Vince Ventura where they're like, laces out?
Yeah.
It kind of is.
Sort of, it should be.
Yeah.
But all I had in Philly before this was Iverson years,
right.
But they never won anything with him.
Finals? So
it was
the finals?
And they had that one game, they beat Shaq. Allen Iverson hit a shot over Tyronn Lue. If you recall,
and
stepped over him, which was one of the coolest things ever in sports.
Yeah.
And then that is like the highlight of Iverson's career. That and I was actually at the game. One of the coolest sports things, the only like legendary sports thing I've ever been at was I was at the game when he crossed over Jordan.
Oh, the little jump
season.
Shot.
Yeah. And it was like three, it was deep. It was cool, yeah. We were sitting close.
That's cool.
My friend's mom was hooking up with a weird lawyer, old man lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And he gave us the tickets. To go
he
to
was
the game.
An old man, or he's a lawyer for.
I only represent seniors.
And so when you guys come to Orlando, how many times have you been to Orlando?
It's my first time. Being oh, a first ever, yeah.
So okay, so
I've been here when I was younger. I had like family lived down here, but I've never been here to do comedy.
So when you come, to Orlando, do you like okay? I gotta go to the theme park.
You gotta check them out.
Are you gonna do the theme parks? Or are you gonna go? No,
no.
Well, we're both on a sex offender registry, so like most people of Orlando, we are not.
We're good in Daytona. We're good in Daytona. Yeah.
I'd love to, but Megan's Law says I can't. Even with a free pass in the back of a Diet Coke can.
I know you're saying, what are we doing here in the pedophile Miami? Well,
so you're just going to be in Orlando and you're just going to hang out at your hotel room?
Like, everything they want to do it has to have AC.
We might order up a band of boys to the send up a band.
We got a good app for that. So
Yeah, probably just hang out. Today this is early press.
Yeah.
And then we'll go home and... maybe rest after this for a little bit, and then there's two shows.
The club last night is awesome, isn't it?
It's great.
The Improv. And Angel said you guys had killer sets last night.
But that's almost a schedule for all comics too. And then Saturday you get to sleep in, which you haven't done in 2 days because the travel day. And then
about Father's Day? You guys do anything special for Father's Day?
Yeah, going to dinner with my daughter.
Oh, nice.
Good.
And I'm giving up the search this year.
This is the year. Even year.
So is your daughter coming to Orlando, or are you going to fly to go?
No, I'm flying back Sunday morning.
Oh, Sunday morning. Good.
New York, yeah.
That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, tickets are available, right? How do they get tickets, Angel?
You can go to the Improv and get them off the website, or definitely, if you can, get them beforehand, and check out both the guys' sets. They're crushing it, man. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Angel.
Yes, sir.
Big J Okerson, do you have anything, if they want to follow you, like on Twitter, Facebook, anything like that?
BigJComedy.com is my website, and at Big J Okerson, I believe, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And so. Kurt Metzger, thank you so much, too.
Yeah, Kurt Metzger Comedy is my website with dates and whatnot, and then White Precious is my hour that you can still find on... I still get money off that from being playing on the radio.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I do. I have a Netflix half-hour special coming out later this year.
Oh, really?
In Vegas.
Congrats, dude.
Thank you. And my podcast, Legion of Skanks, and I do a radio show called The Bonfire on Comedy Central Radio Sirius XM.
Very nice. So, we appreciate you guys coming in, and have a good set again tonight.
Thank
all right. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
From the radio.
Good choice, Angle. Hey, welcome to the Monsters. Morning's over Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Doing a couple of shout-outs. We'll do a shout-out to Paul Spaulding, who listens to us in Warner Robins, Georgia. And also, we got Karen McCarthy, who listens to us in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, on the iHeartRadio app. We appreciate that. And you can check us out live on our YouTube channel right now. We're live on YouTube. If you just go to monsters.fm, you can click right through to our YouTube channel. It is awesome. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Jeff Howells here today. And along with them, this is really special. This is kind of cool. We have with us Athena Finger. Now, Athena Finger, her grandfather is Bill Finger, and I watched the documentary. I know everything about this, but a lot of people still are not aware that your grandfather actually helped to and probably did a lot more than Bob Kane when it came to inventing what is one of my I got the Batman matter of fact, let me show you this right here, just show you when I was that's me as a little knucklehead
with my that's so cute with my, I love the shirt,
and I got my Batman t-shirt on. Been a Batman fan forever. And so you, growing up, your grandfather helped to invent Batman, but never really got the credit. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So now, okay, when you were a kid, how much of this did you know about? Did your grandfather talk about it at all?
Well, I never got to meet him, unfortunately. He passed away before I was even, like, a concept.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, so you never met your grandfather,
no.
Did your parents tell you, hey, guess what? Your grandfather invented,
Well, my dad was very proud of his father, so of course he spoke about it. He always would tell me little stories. I mean, it was a long time ago, so I don't remember very much. But he would tell me, you know, that he would watch his dad type all the time, and he would read some of the scripts that his dad would be working on. He did a lot of research. They would go to the movies all the time and museums and things like that. So he was really proud of what his father accomplished, even though he didn't get the credit.
Yeah.
And he fought for his father for a long time after Bill passed away to try to get his name attached to the Batman name.
Yes, when you were a kid, was there any time when you're like, oh, I don't know if I really believe this. They never give my grandfather any credit. I mean, did you doubt it at any time in your life?
I never doubted it. Why would my father lie to me?
Right.
I mean, other people outside of my family would question it, of course, because, you know, back in the 80s, we didn't have all the free information that we have now easily accessible. I mean, it was out there, but it was a very small population of people that actually knew the truth about how it was created and who was involved in the whole process.
So, you know, tell us a story, because everybody pretty much who knows about Batman, it's always been Bob Kane. And Bob Kane created Batman after Superman. Allegedly, but your dad, was your dad there with him? Like, how did the whole thing start?
Okay, well, it was in response to the Superman character. And so Bob at the time had already had his own studio. And so he went to National, was like, I'll come up with a character. You know, we wanted to know how much the Superman boys were making. It was all about money and all of that stuff. So,
sure.
So Bob went home. Bill had already been working with him on some other stories for different scripts. So they started discussing this new character that Bob wanted to create.
Right.
And so he really valued Bill's opinion. He knew he was a very visual writer, and he was very passionate about his art.
Right.
So he brought his initial concept, which is not what we see today.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but initially Bob Kane had him in a red costume, correct?
Yes.
And I think the cowl was a little bit different, right?
It was like stiff wings.
Yeah.
He had blonde hair. He had the little domino mask.
Yes.
He had the little black panties on. Like, he didn't look like anything that we have now.
And, right. So your grandfather is the one that kind of changed it to the iconic character, closer to what we know now, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, being a writer, playing on the word bat, you got to make him look a little more like a bat, not bright red that you can see in the night.
Yeah, yeah.
So he, you know, he went with that and said, well, maybe you should do a darker scheme, and instead of this, change to a cowl, and instead of the stiff wings, give him a cape. Like, he started to form it into something that's more mysterious and that's going to actually scare people instead of being like, ha ha ha,
right,
you're in bright red leotard.
So so your grandfather, you know, kind of guided him that way. How did it get to the point where your Bob Kane got all the credit and all the mention, and your grandfather got none?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, at the time, that was kind of the norm. One name got attached to the title, and then yes, there was a group of people that worked on it behind the scenes. So I mean, my grandfather kind of understood that. He had already been a ghostwriter or Bob, so it kind of just went in line. I mean, yes, it should have been the two names, just like Siegel and Schuster,
yeah,
and Cher, all of that, but unfortunately...
And Siegel and Schuster, that was Superman.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Superman. And at that time, that was the big, you know, Superman was the big deal.
Well, it was. He was the first, like, real superhero character that had come out into the pop culture of the time.
And Batman was an answer to that, to try to, you know, kind of be on that same plane.
Yes.
And so as the character starts taking off, your grandfather, Bill Finger, he stays on with Bob Kane and continues to write, or was that just in the beginning?
He eventually left Bob Kane's studio and was hired directly by National.
Oh, so they hired him, so he continued to write stories for Batman.
Yes.
And then correct me if I'm wrong, but your dad is one, I mean, your grandfather came up with the Joker, with how many of the characters did your grandfather come up with?
Well, he came up with most of everything that we originally started with. The Joker character, okay, you bring him up first because he's the most popular, of course.
Of course.
But that really, okay, so everyone claims that they did it, but really it was a collaboration between Bob, Bill, and Jerry Robinson.
Oh, three people, yeah.
Right. I mean, they were the ones that were really, you know, making the stories happen at the time.
Yeah.
So they really knew that they had to come up with a really dynamic villain for Batman to go against,
right,
other than just, you know, mobsters.
Yes, because originally that's what it was. It was just against the mobsters, yeah.
Right, well, I mean, again, it goes with the times. We're talking the 30s.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on with gangsters and the mafia at that time, so that's pretty much what they were pulling from.
Yeah. What is it that you've learned about your grandfather that he created or that he had to do with that surprises you or that you're the most proud of? What part of it that most people don't know that you like to tell the story about?
Oh, I mean, he just did so much. He didn't just write for comics. He was really, you know, he was a pioneer for writers that wanted to do more than just one pigeonholed style.
Yeah.
He wrote for comics. He wrote for TV. He wrote for radio. He wrote movies. He wrote for the army. He wrote for anyone who would give him a writing job.
Really?
I mean, that's really what he did. I mean, he wasn't wealthy, he was unknown, he was broke most of the time.
Isn't that crazy to think? Because like, this character, Batman, I mean, there are millions and millions and millions of dollars attached to it, and your grandfather...
You know what? Batman would have never been big if he didn't do the cape thing instead of the fixed wing.
Oh, of course.
Because, I mean, it would be like, I'll get you, Riddler, if I could just get through this doorway.
Exactly.
Right. When your grandfather passed, was he upset about the fact that he didn't get credit for this iconic character?
Well, I know that it bothered him. I mean, back in the 60s, he was interviewed to get the real story by Jerry Bales. And so that was like the first time that he really got to voice his side of it publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it wasn't very public, but he got to, you know, really share his side of the story and not what Bob Kane had portrayed for so many years, that he was the only man that created all of this. He was the only one that wrote it. He was the only one that drew it, colored it, and did everything himself.
That sucks. Yeah.
You know, but again, that goes into what Bob Kane was looking for. He wasn't really looking for the art. He was looking for the notoriety, the fame, the money.
And he had it. I mean, I believe it was like last year or 2 years ago, was the very first time on the TV show Gotham where it says Batman created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger. Was that a big deal for you and your family?
Okay, well, I have to correct there for a second because they don't use the word and.
Oh, they don't?
No.
What do they say?
They use the word with.
With.
Now,
oh,
like you just did, you kind of skipped over and said and anyways. The language came down to, you know, what can we get away with? Because we got to kind of like be kosher with whatever contract they have with the Kane family.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they use that particular language.
Well, you know what? And it's something I didn't even notice nor think of. And it's just one word, but it meant a big deal to the lawyers, right?
Of course. Well, yeah. I mean, yes, they don't want to be sued. So.
Sure. So it's Bob Kane with Bill Finger.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, is that the way in all future movies and future comic books and things like that? Will that
forever
be
forever and ever and ever? Yes.
Well, that's a pretty good little victory. But then no money attached to that, though, right?
Well, I mean, I can't really talk about all of the details, but I mean, I get to enjoy my life a little more.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Do you write or anything? Do you? Are you a writer as well?
No, I don't like words.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
You're on the right show. You're on the perfect show.
I don't like words.
No, actually, I'm a math professor. Ones. I like numbers. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I teach math at a local college in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, ironic.
But really, my passion is painting.
Oh, nice.
So, okay, so, I mean, has it sunk into you, basically, that, you know, these things now make, I mean, billions of dollars. These comic book characters make billions of dollars. And Batman is kind of like modern day mythology now. That I mean, the entire world knows a character that your grandfather helped to create. That's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
It's massive.
Yeah.
I joke with my students all the time that I really do have two separate lives. I have my like my regular life where I go to class and I teach math.
Yeah.
And then I have my Batman world, which is this really insane but awesome experience every time I interact with the fans or do an event or any of those things, because people really are passionate about this character. It really
hit a core
for so many. And so once people realize that I, one, existed, and two, that they could find me on Facebook.
And what would you think your grandfather would think about? Because here's what happens. You create a character, and then other writers start, you know, adding things to it and maybe making it and growing it into something that initially it wasn't. Now, you know, Batman's this brooding guy who has psychological problems because of his, you know, his parents were shot from killed. Him. And originally that really wasn't even written in there, but now it's grown to that, and that's part of the mythology. Do you think your grandfather would like where the character has gone and grown to, or not?
I would like to think he does.
Yeah.
I mean, you always want to see something grow and change and still be something that's relevant to the times.
Sure.
So, you know, since they did bring Batman back to the darker side, mm-hmm. I think it just kind of is logical that they kind of took it that way and that he did have like a psychosis and like a mental break and everything.
Sure.
You know, it's
because originally, like, Batman never killed anybody and he never would use guns and right. all this. And then now it's well, as he's gotten older, he's like drinking and he's alcoholic and he's shooting people. And,
I'm got just cannons.
I'm just, cannon on the Batmobile and stuff. I'm wondering if your grandfather would say, okay, it's a natural progression of things, or if he'd be like, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Well, that's only one title, though. I mean, there's how many different Batman storylines out there?
Yes, there are a bunch of different worlds, yeah.
So, I mean, I think that he would probably like one more than the other, but I mean, I'm sure he would get a kick out of how his character has morphed into this, I don't know what you would call it at this point.
Yeah, it's mythology. It's bigger than life.
A little more than that at this point, because some mythologies are not even known around the world, but right. Batman is.
That's true. Yeah. Yes, Jeff Howe, question for Athena Finger. She's going to be at the Science Center. And that's June the 16th?
Saturday.
Awesome. So you like numbers?
Yes.
And you love to paint?
Yes.
You ever paint by numbers?
When I was a kid.
Okay. I just wanted to do that joke. I was dying the whole time.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for thinking it's awesome. So nobody else does.
When you go to the convention, do you go to the conventions and sign things or no?
Oh, yeah. I try to go to as many as I can.
Yeah.
I've been a little more active in the last year with the paintings and stuff. It gives me a little more incentive to get out there. But, you know, I really love meeting the fans and talking to them and hearing their stories or letting them ask their questions or whatever it is. Because without the fans, I wouldn't have this great experience with Batman that I have now.
Right.
So,
Angel, if they want to get tickets, how do they get tickets for the Orlando Science Center?
All right, so Orlando Science Center is this weekend. It's they're turning Kidstown into Super Metropolis for Superhero Week. And you go to OrlandoScienceCenter.org. You can purchase tickets there, or you can walk up to the door and purchase them. That's the events that are going down Saturday is the Q&A with Athena from 11:30. Starts at 11:30. You're also going to have Dorian Alberdi out there with the Iron Man suit that he built himself. Available for pictures. And then we're going to have other superheroes like Aquaman and the Flash bouncing around the Orlando Science Center.
Very nice. Thank you guys so much for coming in, and we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
All right, very good. It's the Orlando Science Center this weekend. All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Join us on the Victory Casino Cruise. We're going to go cruising on July the 14th. It's the Monsters and the guys from Real Laps combining together to go out on a casino cruise. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's already a ton of folks going. You might want to get your tickets before it gets sold out. It's only $10.41, but when you pay your $10.41, they're going to give you a voucher for $15 for food and another $10 voucher so you can play slots. So it's like we're paying you to go, if you think about it.
Exactly.
It's the casino cruise. I'm going. Carlos is going. Devin Siebold's going to be there. Miguel Colon, James Yawn. Bo the Big Man Rhodes is coming with us. Vince Taylor. It's going to be a great time. And it's on July the 14th. Just get your tickets by going to realradio.fm/victory. And I want to thank, let's see here. Who else we got listening to us from? We got the Indian Harbor Beach. Where's that at? Indian Harbor Beach.
Right over there.
Over the harbor.
It's East Coast.
East Coast. Yeah. All right. Well, that's Sean King listens to us there, and then
Sean King.
Sean King
Indian Harbor Beach, Florida. And then we got Chris Wickersham. Listen to us in Goodyear, Arizona.
Oh.
So that's on the iHeartRadio app, and we appreciate him doing that very, very much. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Jeff Howe all here today. Well, how many people do you think created something, invented something, made something that, you know, made a lot of money for somebody else, but they died broke?
Yeah, what we were talking on the break, Tesla was a big one, huge one.
Really?
Yeah, and he invented alternating current, which is why we can have all this right here.
Right.
Yeah, because Edison wanted direct current, and direct current was very powerful, but you had to have a station every half mile.
Uh-huh. And they'd already built it.
Yeah. And it didn't work. And Edison fought him the whole way, and this guy had the right idea, and he had so many. I mean, he had lasers. He had the idea for lasers. He had the idea for all remote control, you know, everything aerial, and died feeding pigeons in his room.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. And Picasso's another one, right? Picasso never made
money. Picasso made money.
Oh, he did.
While
he was alive?
No, yes. Da Vinci didn't make any money.
Yeah. Oh, it was
Da Vinci died broke, and
Yeah, Picasso got recognition.
Yeah.
But Van Gogh.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Van Gogh. He cut his ear off, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
And he didn't know how much it was worth at the time.
So, the Bill Finger story.
Yeah.
There's a documentary about it, and it was super interesting. She never met her grandfather, and I don't know how much she knew of.
Yeah. And she's getting it from her dad.
Right.
And you know, and here's the deal. The dad loved his dad, sure, you know, so he's you know, telling the story from that side. And I'm sure those things definitely happen in the world.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to grow up going, you know what, I came up with the idea for Twitter.
Yeah.
And he's out of it.
But he was a ghostwriter for I'm asking
Twitter,
the question.
Or you're talking about Bill Finger.
Bill Finger
was
a ghostwriter. So he was hired to write this for Batman, right?
Yeah, but I think
Bob Kane hired him,
right?
And they worked together on it, yeah.
But there's a difference between a ghostwriter, somebody that is, you're paying them in order to not receive credit,
yes.
You know? And
yeah.
So that's why it's, I mean, I don't know the whole situation. It just seems kind of odd to me. It's like, hey, look, I'm a guy. I have this idea. I pay you for your talent in order to claim it as mine, like a bunch of people do in movies.
Like they do here.
Yeah, like they do here. And so, I mean.
I'd be fascinating, the story in relation to music. If you knew who actually wrote a lot of the music that you love, that you think is awesome, and who actually sat down and wrote the lyrics, but there's somebody else that became famous of this, and they've, you know, they've kind of taken ownership of the song. There's like,
it happens a lot.
Yeah. And hip hop itself as a genre of music is littered with stars who built their whole careers, their whole empires, and never wrote a lyric.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you that now this is just alleged, but James Taylor's brother used to record at Kingsnake at the blues studio where I did Blues Junk.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And hung out for years and years and years. And he claimed that James Taylor's, I believe his first album was on Apple with the Beatles.
Right.
Put him out. He went over there. This is, again, alleged, but this is what his brother told me.
Yeah.
That when James Taylor went over there, he wanted the Beatles to score some heroin because he was in his heroin days.
Yeah. Right?
And they said, no, you got to stay straight. You're going to record. He said, so he was with Paul McCartney, and Paul McCartney loved this song that he had written. And he said, I tell you what, I'll give you this song. You can tell people you wrote it if you score me some heroin.
Yeah.
And they got him some heroin, and the song was Blackbird.
Oh,
and if you listen to Blackbird,
that does sound like a James
guitar,
Taylor song.
The guitar work and everything. And everybody always said, oh my God, Paul McCartney, that the guitar riff is so amazing for a bass player to come up.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It definitely stands out. I listen to Beatles all the time.
Yeah.
It definitely stands out as a different vibe for them.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone's ever asked James Taylor about that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I haven't.
That's interesting.
He's going to be in town soon. We've got him in here.
He sells out the arena?
Yeah. No, here's the deal.
Taylor's so huge. Yeah.
I will tell you the deal. Yeah. He made money. Yeah, he didn't need that song. He made money.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely, for sure. James Taylor's got a son, Ben Taylor, that performs and writes, I mean, great stuff.
Yeah. I think he was like on the Garden State soundtrack a couple.
He's got another son, Mikey Taylor. That kid's an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, right.
Shoplifting at 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
He's trouble.
Oh, damn, Mikey.
But you know,
Mikey Taylor, I see fire and I see rain.
But the Ben Taylor kid, his mom is Carly Simon, his dad is Jake Taylor. Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's a nice combination.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
A little
on
bit
that
of
kid.
Pressure there. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. The biggest pressure I think ever, I guess, is Frank Sinatra Jr.
Oh, that poor guy. Yeah.
He just, you know, he got kidnapped.
I've heard that
before. Yeah, he was kidnapped. It was kind of a huge deal.
I think Michael Jordan's sons would have to say something.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Jeffrey
Jordan?
Yeah. But the difference being is he's not Michael Jordan Jr.
Right.
Puts a lot of pressure. It's good that people are kind of maybe getting away from that.
Yeah, there are some other straight George. Wasn't George Foreman's kids all George Foreman?
Yeah, I think they're all in the
girl. Oh, they're all called George.
Yeah, and the girl is Georgina. Yeah,
that's the highest levels of narcissism, right?
I'm naming every kid George, and I'm having 10 of them.
I love him.
Yeah, he is pretty lovable, though.
Bob Dylan's son. Jacob Dylan, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He eked out a nice little career for himself.
Yeah. One Headlight, I think, was his.
But he did. He also did, I saw, the last time I saw Jacob was at the Social, and he was doing acoustic kind of setup then, and he was doing some of his father's songs.
Right.
It was a pretty neat him to see him do that.
But, you know, back to your other thing.
About people that die penniless.
Yeah, well, I don't know if this guy died penniless, but you remember Ralphie May's dad came up with the idea for Chicken McNuggets.
That's right.
And we asked him how much money. He said,
nothing.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that does happen.
Think about it. How many times have people been working for a company that create the technology, and it's IBM's?
And the company keeps the credit.
It's Kodak's.
Somehow or another, I don't really know the whole Bill Gates story, but from what I understand, he kind of came up with a concept while working for IBM.
Somehow or another,
he worked a deal where he was able to keep it, and then he broke off and did his thing, and so he lucked out on the deal. There was a movie about the guy that invented the thing that stops your windshield wipers.
Oh, yeah, Greg Kinnear.
Yeah. The guy got totally screwed and spent years in court.
The actor was Greg Kinnear.
You're right. Greg Kinnear.
No, it was Greg Kinnear.
Did not create the windshield wiper, which would be a little fun fact. Hey, did you know who created the windshield wiper? Greg Kinnear, formerly of Talk Soup.
You know, there's probably a lot of people that their grandfather or their dad or whatever, you know, helped invent something in a company, and the company kept all the credit and all the money.
I think we're in the age of invention right now with Shark Tank. I think people are trying to invent so much stuff now. Not only technology stuff, but like you see already, Shark Tank's been on for like, 8 years. People have, they cycled through people that, like, the only reason I started inventing was because of Shark Tank.
Sure.
Trying to figure out that next thing.
Absolutely. My little brother is obsessed with coming up with the next pet rock.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I don't know, do you know about the pet rock?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
You know,
but it was huge. I mean, it was Cabbage Patch Kids, Power Rangers, anything that was the thing, you know, for the pet rock was it.
It was stupid.
It was just a rock.
You were buying
it was
a
rock, but it was in a little feathered nest.
Sure.
Did they put little eyes on it or no?
No, I don't think it was just
a rock.
It was just a rock and you named it and you know, and he goes, we got to do it. I go, that was a fluke. It was so much luck involved in that.
Did you ever have an invention? Did you ever have? Because I thought
my little brother.
No, just you in general. Like I thought I had one the other day.
Yeah,
you thought you had invented something.
I thought I invented something amazing the other day.
What's that?
Well, I was in the yard with my dog, and I had a branch, and it had some Spanish moss at the end.
Yes.
Right? And my dog's a puppy, so it's always a lot of energy. So all of a sudden, I started whipping the Spanish moss around, and it started going in a circle. The dog started going in a circle and jumping. And I'm like, oh my God, I think I just invented something for dogs.
What did you invent?
Well, I was going to call it.
I don't understand what it did.
Okay, so I had a stick, a big old stick.
You had a stick.
And at the end of the stick, it was this Spanish moss, like kind of thing.
I got you,
and then,
I know
exactly. And then I'm moving around, and my dog starts chasing it. So I'm going in circles. I'm literally like, and my dog's
so think about it this way, Russ.
You had a stick with moss on it. You thought you freaking invented something.
No, but hold on. So Carlos is stationary.
Right.
All he has to do is stay in one place. He's not running across the yard and everything, and he's getting the dog to run around.
What would you call a moss stick?
I call it the dog's tail, right? And so I look at my wife. I'm like, honey, we just hit it. This is it. Do not. Like,
oh, my
I'm
God.
So I go to my garage. I start getting a stick. I hadn't checked the internet yet. I said, we're not going to check the internet just yet.
Yes.
We're not going to check
it. I'm so enjoying this.
Exactly. So he goes, she goes, this is a good idea. And I don't know if you ever, with somebody that you start like building each other, like, man, we can make millions. I'm like, I know that guy at Petco. We can probably get it in. No, we should sell it on the internet. No, Mark Cuban says only go retail. No, don't do it. So all these Shark Tank clues, and they're like, all right, type it in, dog tail, whatever, type it in, boom, it's right there.
Oh, yeah.
5-star reviews.
On Amazon.
Sold on Amazon.
Someone's already done
People
it.
People are loving it.
Yeah.
There's videos with it.
Oh, yeah.
So we purchased one.
Yeah. My keyboard player, Jimmy Fingers,
yeah,
and the other guy, Bosco, that were in Clutch. This was a great idea. They were never able to do anything with it because it was back in the age where it was hard to get stuff on TV. You know, now you got internet and everything. To me, this is genius, and I think this is right up your alley.
Okay, what's that?
It's a stuffed pair of lips.
Okay.
With arms coming out of the lips, with hands, you know, little gloved hands, and it's called A Hug and a Kiss. Uh-huh. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I like it.
And you send it to people. Look, I'm never going to do anything with it. Run with it. Give me credit, and I'll give Jimmy Fingers.
I think I've told this story before, but this is a true story. When, you know, my family's from West Virginia, and so way back in the 70s, my uncle, God rest his soul, he was so cool, Uncle Earl. Uncle Earl had invented something, and he called the entire family over because he needed them to invest. Because in order to make this thing happen, it had to be taken to a manufacturer. And they had to manufacture the prototype, so we had to talk to all the brothers and sisters about, hey, we got to make this thing happen. But he wouldn't tell anybody what it was because he didn't want the word getting out because he didn't want anyone stealing it, right?
Sure.
So we go over to Uncle Earl's house, and Uncle Earl lived out near the Eddie Graham Sports Center. I mean, like right down the street from the Eddie Graham Sports Center. Back then it was like out in the woods, right? So the entire family meets there, and it's kind of dark and everything. And they're like, okay, we're all going to walk through a cemetery to this, this pond that was near his house, right? And he's like, this is something I've invented, and this is killer, and it is the lighted fish bobber. And it was a fish bobber that would light up, right? And so when it would light up, what he would say was, at night, you fish at night, the fish see it, they come, you know, striking, and this is the next big thing. It's the lighted fish bobber, we all got to invest. And turns out, you know, everybody was like, man, this is it. We've made it. A lighted fish bobber. Nobody thought about this. When the fish bobber goes underwater, you can see it going underwater. You catch a fish. He caught a fish in front of everybody.
He caught a fish
that night, and everybody's like, oh my God, this is the next big thing. So it turned out that they went and they had it manufactured and made, and it cost like $20,000, some crazy amount to get it done. And then they're like, okay, we're going to get to the second part next week and next month. And the next thing you know, somebody else grabs a patent. And you can get a lighted fish bobber all over now. But everyone was so excited they were going to be millionaires. You know?
Yeah. This is it.
This is it. We made it.
You know what the modern day one of those is? And Pet Rock also? Think about this. What's the one thing just recently, a couple of people in that room got hooked on these things.
Fidget spinners?
There's a
woman here in Orlando.
She created those years ago and didn't, and nothing happened with them. That idea was just sitting there. The patent expires. These other companies jump on it.
Grabbed it.
And then within, a month, the fidget spinners are everywhere.
Yeah. The big deal. Yeah, that's funny. All right.
I had a guy at King Snake Studios that knew he had a hit, a remake of a hit. And it was To Love Somebody by the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he recorded it. He hired all the best musicians around. I mean, he spent probably about $3,000 just on this one song. And you always go listen to it in your car to make sure you got the mix just right and everything. He goes out to the, I mean, it was awesome. It sounded so, the guy was a great singer. He goes out to his car. He turns his car on. The radio comes on. And Michael Bolton's.
That's funny. All right. You're listening to the, when we come back, it's time for the ones and twos.
Yes.
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Hey, we want to thank you so much for listening to us on the iHeartRadio app all over the country, like Stephen Gentry, who listens to us in Auburn, Alabama, and we got Ryan Harris listens to us on iHeartRadio in Lakeland, Florida. Christopher Beach listens to us in Georgetown, Kentucky, so we appreciate that on iHeartRadio, and also you can watch us. We're live today on our YouTube. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Jeff Howell here today. Yeah. Jeff Howell wants to remind you to go check out the Red Dog Pub.
Yes, this weekend we got great, great music on Saturday night. We have Folk Hill Revival, which is an acoustic band that does acoustic everything from Merle Haggard to Ozzy.
Merle Haggard to Ozzy.
Yeah.
And that is a spectrum.
And it's all acoustic. It's all acoustic. Yeah, they have an upright bass. They're amazing musicians. That'll be Saturday night, Sunday acoustic with Jeff Howell there. And Tonight, I'll be in Longwood at Connolly's Irish Pub.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really fun. Come out and see us. Connolly's Irish Pub in Longwood. Thank you.
Now, that might be doable. That's very close to my
house.
Come on. Yeah, I might kind of have to come see you for that. That's very good. Now, Angel's going to bring you the ones and twos, the number one and number two song in all the land, so you know what's cool and what's happening. And I want to remind you that Angel tonight, from 10 till midnight, it's What the Hell is Angel Listening To? It's an awesome show. On your way out to party, you want to turn it on and listen for a show.
Absolutely. Tune in. Ones and Twos brought to you by Slow and Low Barbecue, and it's Father's Day weekend. If you're looking for something fun to do, all dads love barbecue.
Yes.
I think, right? It's a pretty safe assumption.
Any good dad loves barbecue. If you got a dad that doesn't love barbecue, you might want to find a new dad.
Slow and Low has got a free draft with meal for dad over the weekend. If you're going to go check out the Cocoa Beach location or the Vieira location. It's made award-winning barbecue, made from scratch, and their side items are awesome, too. Slow and Low Barbecue.
Hey, Angel, let me ask you a question. Just said it, on your way out to the club, you can listen to What the Hell's Angel Listen To. But if you're like Carlos and you like to have your own little backyard party with your wife or with your family,
right?
Would you suggest turning on What the Hell is Angel Listening To?
Absolutely.
And party in your own house.
Every Friday night, we have plenty of people checking in that are having their own house parties. Plenty of people that are just sitting in their cars, chilling, and they'll text in. Whatever it is that you want to do Friday night, let me be your music accompaniment to that event.
It is perfect. I'm telling you, we've done it several times where we just let Angel do his thing, and it takes you through the whole night. It's a blast.
Now that he's got a girlfriend, though,
is it
going to be love songs now?
I want to please you. I want to tease you.
No, it's going to be like, Love on the Rocks. A little bit of Barry Manilow, a little bit of is that what you're going to do now that you got a girl?
No. Oh. Okay. Up first, I use iTunes for the music that we use on the ones and twos, and the first chart is reflective of like the Hot 100. It's usually the newest songs that are out, and this week is interesting because last week we had the one and two on the what would be considered the pop charts was country artists.
Were country songs, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not country songs, but artists. Yeah.
But they're very, kind of a poppier side to their tunes. But this week, coming in at number two, and this song looks like to be the pop song of the summer so far.
Oh. You, yeah, girls like you love fun and hear me do what I want when I come through. I need a girl like you,
a little bit like Phil Collins.
Take me home.
Okay. You know what I never thought about Adam Levine with Phil Collins, but that's a perfect...
Well, no, but the music there, totally... Thank you, Jeff. Yes. That was driving me nuts.
Take me home. Yeah, by Phil Collins.
But so this is Maroon 5, Girls Like You, and it's featured Cardi B.
They're like still the killing it, man.
Oh, yeah. And like, I think the song is definitely popular. The video is really a lot of fun with all the cameos that the different women make in there. It's a pretty neat little video.
You know what's weird is it's become such a staple of music. He's using auto-tune on his voice right there.
Totally.
And he doesn't need it at all.
The guys that's out there, you're 100% right.
It's kind of become... the sound.
Right.
People are so used to hearing it that,
And then coming in at number one.
So auto-tune makes your voice in tune? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it takes the imperfections out of your voice and
smooths. Have you ever used auto-tune?
It won't. No. Honest to God, my friend Tim Clifford bought one for his home studio.
Yeah.
And we were over there and he was trying to sing a harmony part, but he couldn't find the note. And I said, I know where the note is. I know. So I went over there and I went, like that. And the computer said, we don't know what to do with that.
So this is the number one song?
Coming in at number one, Nicki Minaj drops her album, Quain. And this is Bed featuring Ariana Grande.
Okay, allegedly, Ariana Grande and the guy from Saturday Night Live are now engaged.
That dude got a tattoo covered up.
He had a tattoo of her?
Of the girl he was with or something before.
What's his name again? It's
Pete Richardson?
That's the guy.
Yeah.
That guy definitely doesn't make emotional decisions.
Even kill that kid.
Yeah.
There was a guy on the station here had his girlfriend's tattooed. It was a 4-inch high tattoo all across his stomach.
Yeah.
He's sitting right here.
Oh, no, not me. Oh,
so sorry.
Like, honestly, Is that going to work? Ariana Grande and the guy from SNL, they met like a month ago.
Right? She just broke up with the
Mac Miller guy.
Yeah.
Love can happen. You never know. Give love a chance, man.
I'm sure a 22-year-old beautiful pop star.
Oh, now Angel's agreeing with me. Oh, my God.
I want to tell you what. You're in your element, because if anybody's giving love a chance,
yes,
you're the man.
Give it a chance.
All right, we're going to move over to the country charts. And not surprisingly, yeah, it's the same mixture of guys that we had number one last week. Coming in at number two.
Yeah.
Danny Shay. With the song called Tequila.
Oh, that's a slow dancer right there.
Yeah.
That's a sad song. Yeah.
Is it?
Why?
So they're drinking tequila.
Coming in at number one.
It tastes tequila thanks to her.
Oh. I'm that way with turpentine.
Oh, damn.
Oh, this is a Florida Georgia Line. How many people were going, if
what are they saying?
Damn, I got lost again.
Who the hell is Sampy?
Yeah. He says pimple.
Yeah, right?
They were really great in concert. This is not my favorite song they put out.
Tammy Wynette would have had a much huger hit if she just would have said divorce instead of spelling it.
Do you know why she spelled it?
Because of her kids.
Yeah.
Ooh, look, old country music trivia. Who's battling old Willie and Seymour?
80% of the audience is going, who's Tammy Wynette?
Right.
You know why George Jones always called?
You know why he wrote John Deere tractor?
I know, that's
got a DUI.
All right, we'll give you some rock picks, some new music out by artists today. We got Cry Little Sister out by Marilyn Manson. He dropped this single.
Oh, let's hear this.
Very different from Marilyn.
Really, he's taking a stretch here, right?
Yeah. He's really stretching it, yeah.
The happy guy.
He's got a gimmick. He sticks with it.
We got a new track from the Struts.
Oh, look at the kicking gear.
Oh, wow, kicks and gear, weird.
This is the Struts, Body Talks.
Oh, I thought this was still the Marilyn Manson song.
I was digging Marilyn Manson more.
Really? You like that? Because that's like brooding. That.
Well, he's about to kick it in gear. You know what he does? He starts screaming then.
All right, hold on. Wouldn't want you to miss
that's his... That's like fruity right there.
I don't really...
Whatever, I'd beat this dude up.
I can see him in jazz hands. I was in Marilyn Manson mode.
Hold on, here we go.
Yeah. Makes you want to snarl. Building up.
This is so me. When I'm cooking my salmon on cedar planks, I'm just rocking them under.
Yeah, not a very good hook. Yeah, okay.
God, this is a song from Lost Boys. I think this song is a cover.
Is it?
Yeah, this song was in
the movie.
Marilyn Manson will do some covers for me.
Not, oh yeah, that shall not.
Maybe not the right movie.
Shall not sleep. Okay. Yeah, I totally remember that song.
All right, and then we're going to wrap it
up. Why do you think he always does covers, Angel?
What you do is, for a guy, that artist like him, you do the cover to lure them into buying the new album.
Right. And then hopefully, gotcha.
That makes perfect sense, Angel. You figured out their plan.
Hold on, I'm trying to get to the new album from Chromeo. Chromeo dropped a new album.
Chromeo?
Yeah. Duo out of Canada.
And it is Lost Boys.
Is it? Okay.
You're on YouTube Live. Thanks, Adam Smith. You could be wrong. If you're wrong, screw you, Adam.
Yeah, we
you
have the new one from new album from Chromeo. It's Head Over Heels. The full album is dropped, and this is the lead track off of that. And that's the ones and twos.
I like this.
See, I like this.
They're always fun.
Chromeo. Remember, it's What the Hell's Angel Listening To tonight from 10 until midnight. You want to check it out here on Real Radio 104.1. Angel plays what he wants to play. Nobody tells him what to play, and he plays stuff that normally you wouldn't hear on the radio, which makes it extra special cool. All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Tell me why you keep me guessing. I wish I'd learned my lesson, but I wanted you. Yeah, I wanted you.
Hey, it's 9 o'clock. Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. Listening to us on their iHeartRadio app. Randall Shell listens to us in Satellite Beach. We appreciate that. And then also we've got Steve Atkins listening to us in Huntington, West Virginia right now on the iHeartRadio app. You want me to hear this, right, Angel? Oh, you said to listen up.
Yeah, I
want to
hear this.
Okay. Would I know who this was?
Not for this cover, unless you, when the kick is. Listen to this.
Well, I know the original song, but
who's the original?
Is this
Metallica? Metallica.
This is Ben Folds 5?
No, this is Ghost.
Oh, okay.
Ghost?
Yeah, Metallica just got inducted into the Swedish.
Swedish Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame.
Is there such thing? I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, they are.
I want to be in that.
Wait, who's in it? ABBA?
I don't know.
And some meatballs.
Metallica received Sweden's top musical honor, the Polar Music Prize.
Ah.
And Ghost, death metal band Ghost, took the stage and paid tribute to them with this cover.
Nice. Hey, welcome out of the Monsters. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos. Jeff Howell here today. And our special guest is Moira.
Oh.
You can see her. Today is another day of Mixed Company.
Correct.
Of course, you can hear her on the Phillips File. It's been for years. And Mixed Company Today is your show that you do when you bring in like an audience of people.
And I have taken Carlos's name. I'm sorry, I've given you credit sometimes, but I am now Mopra.
I think it's awesome.
It's
I like
Moira
that.
And Oprah, and I've mushed it together.
Love it.
That's a good call.
So, once a month over across the hall at 102.5.
Yeah.
It's also heard on 540 AM.
Yeah.
And it's also heard if you have a toaster and some aluminum foil or something. You're right. So once a month, we do topics that are so juicy and so fabulous. Today, in the week of remembering the Pulse tragedy 2 years ago, we are going to be talking about the changing face of Orlando's gay community. We have, I think we have almost a dozen guests that I am cycling in every quarter hour.
Yeah.
We have a live studio audience. This is the first sellout, I believe.
Oh, wow.
We have standing room only.
Well, you know, the truth to the matter really is, I mean, I've been here at Real Radio forever and ever, but you got to give it to the Phillips File for really being very proactive when it comes to the gay community. I mean, one of the first gay people I remember hearing would be Wanzi.
Of course.
And
he'll be on the program.
And God love him. I mean, just one of my favorite people.
Wanzi's gay? Holy.
Okay, sorry. Hell. Maybe I shouldn't have outed him.
I knew that the third time he came in.
But more, when we first started here at Real Radio, I mean, before really Wanzi started coming in, I mean, the whole thing about, gay days at Disney was a hot topic, man. You'd bring it up and people would be calling all mad and don't wear red when you go to Disney.
Right.
It's not right. People were mad at first. And then one day it got to the point where no one even mentioned it anymore.
Don't you remember when they had a gay pride parade downtown? It maybe lasted three blocks. There were more protesters than participants in the parade. Now it is one of the biggest parades attended. Hundreds of thousands of people are out on the street, and it's a really big deal. Orlando has embraced the diversity. Diversity is cool, and I think Orlando, not just because of Pulse, but because of this small southern city that has grown up with a very vibrant, diverse gay community, I think that has sort of helped us grow in a way where we are accepting and certainly embracing. When there's a problem with one of us, there's a problem with all of
us.
Other than, I really do think Real Radio on the Phillips File gets a lot of credit for it, but other than that entity, when people can hear it on the radio and we're like, okay, people are being accepting, what else do you think has helped to change that here in Central Florida?
I don't know exactly, but what I think it is that we have a younger And we certainly have an entertainment sector.
Right.
I think the entertainment sector at the attractions that has a lot of, you know, different, you know, gay community, people who are gay work at Disney, people who are gay work at Universal. As the attractions and the entertainment sector of our town increases, I think that there is more acceptance. I would like to think that the community has matured. Even the elected officials, right? We have our first openly gay city council person, right? Patty Sheehan.
Yeah.
She was elected years ago, and that sort of, it opened your eyes. Like, why is this, it shouldn't be a subset that we keep in the shadows. It is out there. They are, you know, gay people are in all walks of life, whether it's politics or the entertainment sector or radio or television. We have George Estevez, who has, you know, a segment on the program. It's really, it's all over the place. And it's today, we're really looking at, have we moved the needle, Russ, and how have we moved the needle since Pulse?
Right.
Yeah. You know, well,
what do you think?
I do believe we have. I know that my heart was filled, Carlos, when we, after the shooting, when Orlando came out to roll up their sleeves and give blood.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, totally.
And if
yeah.
they didn't give blood, they gave people water or umbrellas out of the hot sun and whatever. Now they have a temporary memorial at Pulse, and it was the national focus. Unfortunately, we were the worst mass shooting in the nation.
Yeah.
Here's the worst part about it. Since then, we've had Las Vegas, and now we're no longer at number one in this, you know, who wants to be number one in that?
No, nobody.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we have talked about things like that. It was an LGBT club. It was Latin night there.
Yeah.
You know, the night that this happened. And we're going to talk about the night of, but we're also talking about how have we sort of kept that momentum going.
See, I wonder if we really have. I sit there and I go, man, are we just in the same spot that we were 2 years ago? There's no new regulations. There's no new laws passed. There's no new, other than, you know, us being more cognizant of it. It saddens me.
Well, she's talking about from the perspective of the gay
community. I don't know.
I think the gun thing really troubles me.
Yeah.
You know, have we made difference? It didn't make a difference, really, I don't think, until Parkland. You know, because those kids, as the face of it, they totally have changed.
Yeah, but I don't know if I see a big difference right now. You know, it's the problem that we have is every day on the news, there's something that surpasses the day before, and we have ADD when it comes to it.
Hey, Moira, I've noticed, you know, since I've been here at the station, that this particular subject seems to be very important to you, the gay community, fairness with the gay community. Why does that strike a chord with Moira?
Well, because my stepbrother was gay and died of HIV in the late 80s.
Oh, wow.
I never knew that.
Okay. And my family had, you know, when you know someone that, you know, plus I grew up as a minority. People didn't like me because of the way that I prayed, right? As a Jewish person, I was a minority. My mother always said, if people are nasty to black people, you know, the next word out of their mouth is going to be they're nasty to Jewish people, right?
So, natural progression.
I was very sensitive to how people treat minorities. And then when my stepbrother, you know, came out to our family and ultimately died of HIV, it became very important to me to connect with that part of my community. They became part of my family.
Did you find it hard to talk about on the air? Did you get a lot of blowback from people as far as being very...
Oh, I'm going to cry. No, it's okay. I remember it took me a long time to actually say that out loud. When I spoke at the Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, I was the MC a couple of weeks ago, and Barbara Poma started the Pulse Club because her brother died of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I have a connection to Barbara Poma because my stepbrother died of AIDS.
Right.
Because my brother died of AIDS. And his partner is still in our lives. He is still part of our family. Why wouldn't he be?
Of course, yeah, you know? Just like any other member.
Right, he'd be a brother-in-law. He's my brother-in-law forever and ever. And so when you have this kind of connection to a community, it's something that runs deep, at least for me. And so, yes, it was very hard. I mean, people are nasty to me for a number of reasons.
Mm.
You know, whether it's because I'm female, because I'm Jewish, because I'm, you know, open to diversity, because I, you know, am accepting of and, you know, have a soft spot in my heart for the gay community. I mean, listen, when I got married to Wayne, you know, coming up 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago or whatever, My flower girl was a 6'2" drag queen. Okay, that's sort of how it is. You know, Miss Darcell was my flower girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the choir at my wedding was an ensemble of the Orlando Gay Chorus.
That's fantastic.
Why? Because this is who I am. I'm sort of, there's a little bit out there maybe. People think it's out there, Russ, but you know what? It's
who you are.
That's who I am.
So when you do hear from bigoted people, or because look, I know how it is here at this radio station. You'll hear all kinds of stuff from all kinds of horrible people and a lot of really good people that will be supportive.
Yeah.
The ones that are not supportive, knowing you're sort of sensitive, aren't you? Like, does it really bother you?
Well, let's see. I've had to develop sort of an outer facade that stopped. If I looked even at our website, you know, if I looked at the comments on some stuff.
Yeah. They're so nice.
They're so nice. Well, you know, so I have conditioned myself and hardened myself to put that up there. And I can't really take that to heart because it would, you know, it would devastate me. Now, I am sort of a softie. You know, I may have that tough exterior, but I'm sort of mushy inside.
Right.
And most people who don't know me and they only see that Moira character, or that's the only way they've interacted with me, they think that I'm sort of a tough, badass, bull in a china shop, you know, strong opinions politically.
You're a brassy broad.
But I don't think that they, you know, nor would I expect them to understand that I am.
You're very...
There's a core of person in there that is super sensitive. So when I am dissed as a female, when I am dissed as a radio personality, when I am dissed as a, you know, as a Jewish, you know, whatever it is, I can't really take that on.
You take it personal.
And I try to let it roll off my back, although sometimes those arrows are not rubber-tipped arrows. Sometimes those arrows really resonate with me, and sometimes it really does hurt, which is why I try not to look at some of those comments.
And what is odd is it is difficult for someone like yourself, or even me, or Carlos, or at least it was difficult to be on the side of the gay community, which used to get a lot of heat. And then when you stand up, you know, you say, you know what, that's not right, and I'm on their side. It took some time for it to be, I don't want to say cool to be on their side, but it did take some time.
I am a believer that diversity is cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, and our community has, you know, I think made some baby steps. Have we totally gotten there? No. Can you still be fired in Florida if they find out you're gay, if your employer finds out you're gay? Yes.
Really?
Can they still?
Yeah, it's not protected.
It's not a protected class. Can they still evict you from your apartment or your rental if they find out you're gay? Yes, they still can.
I did not know that.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
Because being black, you know, your race, your gender, you know, your religion, protected.
Strictly protected within every real estate law.
Right? But if the who you love, not protected.
I'll be
so dead. We've made some steps.
Yeah.
But have we gotten there? No.
Well, I think the show is important today. It's Mixed Company with Moira.
Yes, thank you.
You're always welcome to come in. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for always being so supportive. I really appreciate it.
You got it. All right. Then you're listening to The Monsters of the Morning. Hey, welcome to The Monsters. Mornings on Blue Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Tonight, you can see Jim Howell at Conley's.
Irish Pub in Longwood, yes. Going to be a great time. It's Saturday night. See Folk Hill Revival at the Red Dog Pub in Kissimmee. I'll be there hanging out with
you. We're live on our YouTube channel right now, by the way. You can check us out on YouTube. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. That's three words if you're going to look it up. Or just go to our website at monsters.fm. And, man, there's so many things to tell you about. But you can find it all out on our website at monsters.fm. One of the things I didn't get a chance to tell you yet, though, is if you go to the website, the Daily Five are up. So that's five names that are up on the website. If your name is one of them, you've won tickets to the Monster Midway Suite Party at the Coke Zero 400, the Coke Zero Sugar 400. And we're all going to be there. There's going to be a big party out on the concourse. You're going to have an area to hang out and the air conditioning. It really is a great party. If you want to just buy your tickets, it's 1-800-PIT-SHOP. That's 1-800-PIT-SHOP. All the things you get along with it is definitely worth it. You get to watch the race. You get an air-conditioned area. There's all kinds of drinks involved and stuff. It's really a cool package. So you can get that. And I know I'm going. Carlos, you're going, right?
Hell yeah.
Angel, you'll be spinning tunes, right?
I'm out there, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. July the 7th, and join the Monsters for the Monster Midway Suite Party at the Coke Zero 400, and you should just go to the website now and see if your name is up, and you very well could have won the...
Hey, real quick, if you're trying to find it, use keyword The Daily 5. So The Daily, D-A-I-L-Y, and 5, and that'll take you right to the page where it's at. I'm looking at it right now.
We've got Joseph Jackson, who's listening to us on iHeartRadio in upstate Connecticut.
Oh, I love his music.
And then it was James John.
Yeah, James John.
James John, yeah.
It says Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
Yeah. How did James John get out there so quickly? He was just here yesterday.
James John, one of the OG Periscope, now Facebook Live, now YouTube followers. All the way from Canada.
From Canada.
Doesn't miss a show. Shout out to James.
Nova Scotia.
You know what I've been doing, Jeff? I've asked people to send in their shout out. And it's amazing the people that listen all over the country, but all over the world, too. Yeah. We had someone from Japan yesterday.
Yeah.
Angel.
Here's the deal. You're making dreams come true.
That's what I do.
Because for, 26 years on the air?
Yeah.
What's the one thing everybody says?
What's that?
Give me a shout out, man.
Say my name on the radio.
Give
me a shout out.
They love it.
I know, but you know what? I put my name on there. You didn't say crap.
Jeff Howe from the Red Dog Pub.
That's what he put. Yeah, Jeff Howe, Red Dog Pub.
Blue Cheesiana.
Blue Cheesiana.
Hey, did you see what I put about him?
I didn't see Blue Cheesiana. Dude, that's good.
That's good stuff, man. And you know what I put after it?
What?
I said, big fan. I knew you when you were pregnant.
I like to laugh and clap
at me.
This email is from Karen Leonard, and she's from it says Lineville, Alabama. And this is interesting because I'm curious of how Angel's going to answer this one. She said her husband.
I hate tall people.
No, it says my husband and I have booked a nice weekend. Clubbing in a resort town this weekend. I'm a teacher. I've been looking forward to this break after the finals and state testing. I guess they do state testing in Alabama.
Real easy test.
My new mother-in-law is insane. She is from Haiti and thinks she is psychic. She had a dream that the hotel we were going to stay in was going to burn down. She's convinced something bad is going to happen to us. My mother-in-law had this dream about a week ago, and she's been calling my husband, begging us to cancel our trip and our weekend away. My husband wants to because it's his mom, and has looked into canceling the trip, but it's going to cost us $300 in deposits. Oh. I don't want to cancel the trip. I need some advice on how to handle a Haitian mother-in-law and make this problem go away.
Wow.
As respectfully as she can, needs to talk to her husband and ask him, you know, where's the man that I married?
Right.
You got to handle your mom.
Handle your mom. Yeah, 100%. And I mean, in the most respectful kind of way because, look.
Now, are Haitian moms and Hispanic moms?
All mothers from the Caribbean are
crazy.
Are a little yeah. extra, is yes, what we like yeah. to say.
And they do believe in, like, let's say, the psychic abilities.
Absolutely.
And Santeria
them.
And
voodoo. Haiti's voodoo, yeah.
So, what do you think, Carlos? What should she say?
Well,
I
don't want to cross a Haitian mom, man.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Be as respectful as you can.
You show up to the house. There's chicken bones. There's
and a monkey claw.
Yeah, I mean,
blood over the door.
So what do you mean is if
that's black magic? They do black magic.
If the Haitian mother-in-law finds out that her new daughter-in-law is going against her, that could end up being a very bad thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And so this is what I would do. I would be the son. I say, Mom, thank you. Oh, I'm so glad you had this dream about it. We got a different hotel. And you don't freaking book a different. You go take a picture in front of a different hotel. You send it to Mom. You say, hey, Mom, we moved it.
There it is.
Because, look, you're not going to rebook. Yeah. You let the mom win. Oh, I told you.
Yeah.
And nothing happens. And you say, thank you, Mom. Go, man, good thing we moved out of that.
Other thing about Caribbean mothers and moms in general, in particular, let's say this is her firstborn or this is her baby.
Very protective.
Yeah, it could be a little overprotective.
Yes.
To the point where it's a little, crazy.
Yeah, crazy. That's probably what's going on. I don't know if it's a real psychic, demonic dream.
Right.
I don't know. I'm guessing it's more an overprotective mother who's watching out for her baby.
I say they should do what Carla says. Tell her that they're staying at another hotel, but don't go to another hotel. Go to that hotel. Stay there. Take pictures of it the whole time, and then the daughter should go up and hold the pictures in her face and say, you were wrong, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, you stupid black magic. I dare you to curse me.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Put a pin in my side.
Now, has anyone had I can tell you, I've never had a problem with a mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And I've known a bunch of them. Have you guys ever had a problem with any mother-in-laws?
Well, I've only had one, Russ.
Yeah.
And no, I am fortunate. I love my mother-in-law. She's a mom to me.
Oh, she's a good lady. Yeah.
She's the best. Love you, Gigi. Shout out to Gigi.
Angel?
I tend to be lucky in that regard. Girlfriend's parents, in the situation I'm in right now, her mom thinks I'm awesome. So
good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That's good. Good, good. Jeff, how about you?
Never been married.
Well, I know, but yeah. You've had girlfriends. Oh,
girlfriends. Yeah. No,
and
never.
Your son. I mean, you know, you've got a son.
And his mother and stuff like that. No, actually, the mother-in-laws love me.
Yeah.
It's the girls that hate my guts.
Same problem.
Jeff Howe. He plays my favorite song.
I will tell you this. A buddy of mine, Sean Fernandez, I used to stay at his dad's house, a big old house in Apopka, old haunted looking house, and his mother from Cuba lived there. I mean, his grandmother from Cuba lived there. And I don't know if she had dementia, but she would walk around just, and we lived on the same floor on the bottom in little cubicles kind of, and she'd walk around and go, and so I was kind of scared of her because I would say hello.
Why? She's mumbling to herself?
And she always just walked by him and she always had the rosary. So I come home from my gig one night because this is when I started playing back in Orlando again, and on my pillow is a pentagram in celery sticks with an egg in the middle of it. And I went, oh, my God. And I freaked out. So the next morning I went to Sean. I said, Sean, your grandmother put a pentagram of celery sticks and an egg on there. He goes, ha! That was me.
He didn't smash it with you. I figured that.
That's a good friend.
I didn't even sleep all night, man.
I will curse your voice. You will never be able to sing a high-pitched song.
Now I believe in voodoo. Now I believe it. Don't go. It's going to catch on fire.
Jeff used to sing like Michael Jackson.
Ever since that little pentagram.
He saw a video. I had a high voice.
He did.
So let's say not everybody can identify with a Haitian grandmother or mother-in-law, but let's say you just don't agree with stuff that your mother-in-law thinks. Yeah. You know, like if they think that, you know, dinosaurs were
concocted.
You know,
the Earth is only 5,000 years old or global warming.
They're very religious. They don't believe that. Is it important to get into those discussions with your mother-in-law? Ooh, probably not, right?
Absolutely not.
There's no reason to try to change their mind if they believe that there are no such thing as dinosaurs.
Yes,
because it's not in the Bible. There's no sense in trying to prove
if you need to come together for a solution to a problem, then have the discussion. But if it's all these other things that have nothing to do with your life, that are only going to make your life more drama filled, then you know what you do? You sit there and you talk to mom and say, yeah, that's right, dinosaurs are fake. I always thought that too.
I'll tell you,
weren't in the Bible, so they weren't real.
Right? Exactly.
This is not so much your in-law, but it has to do with the in-law thing. It's say like you and your in-law disagree on something or you're having kind of thing. The person that's their mother.
Yeah.
Don't tell your spouse what the mother said, and don't tell the mother what the spouse said. You are asking for big trouble there.
You're right.
So, and they don't forget.
Karen, who's got a mother-in-law that's Haitian, and they wanted to cancel the trip, you say, don't cancel the trip. Just go on it and just tell her you're staying in a different hotel.
Take a picture.
So we're saying lying is the answer.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it is, Russ. 100%.
Yeah, sometimes I would call fudging.
You call it fudging.
Yeah, that's just fudging.
That's a white lie.
Yeah.
But you know what? I would have to go there just to prove it. I would have to go there just to prove that you're wrong.
And what if you went and there was a fire?
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't fall asleep. I would
stay awake the whole time.
I would stay awake. I'd be scared as hell,
And then you see a celery pentagram.
I know.
Like, following me.
I can't believe I'm going to sing lower than this.
How many pieces of celery do you need to make the perfect pentagram?
I think it was 10. It was 10. 2, 2, 2, 2. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And an egg in the middle.
That's what kind of scared me.
Yeah.
And then if I opened that egg and the egg had a blood spot in it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I had a good egg yesterday.
Did you really?
That's a proper curse is what that is.
I had the best, deviled egg I ever had in my life.
Oh, really?
And I can't think of the name. I have a friend at dinner with friends last night, and they said, "Do you want deviled eggs? You want deviled eggs?" I was like, "Yeah." You're like, "That's gonna be okay."
Now, normally, you don't eat deviled eggs at a restaurant, but I know they're the thing now.
Yeah, it was an appetizer, and he said my buddy Trent's like, "Hey, these are really good." I'm like, "Yeah, too."
Ooh, have you had the deviled eggs with wasabi on it?
No, this just had like a little bacon. It's like K&D in Lake Mary or something like that. I can't remember the name of the place. But the second I put it in my mouth, I was like, oh my God, this is the best deviled egg I've ever had.
And they're good. They're hard to make, I think.
Are they hard to make?
No. They're super
easy.
They're
really hard to make.
They're not hard to make.
In Haiti, they are.
No. We had every Rollins family thing. We always have deviled eggs.
But I never ate it when I was a kid. Deviled egg was something I grew into.
Yeah.
It was a treat in our household. That like when we had, it was always they were made for when we had company.
Yeah.
And then we didn't know how to act, and I had to eat like 12 of them.
And if we're talking about you, we're talking about a guy that ate cheese pizza when he was 21 years old.
Man, still to this day, dog.
To this day, really?
Oh, I Friday two slicer and a drink.
Oh my God,
that's what I do.
A Friday two slicer.
The name of this place is called F&D.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, just.
Hey, a shout out to Steve Willis, who listens to us right now in Los Angeles, California.
What you talking about, Steve?
Yeah, and then Jennifer Caraway listens to us in Maitland, so we appreciate
all
you guys.
All the way in Maitland, thank you.
Well, I got to throw in some of the local ones.
No, I like that you throw in those. We can't forget about our local peeps just because, you know, Billy from Arkansas wants to get in.
Yeah, she's actually right outside the door.
Yeah,
she could be.
I actually listen from the door.
And we want to remind you about the upcoming cruise. We've got a cruise that's coming up. It's going to be on July the 14th. It is the Victory Cruise, Casino Cruise. I wish you could come, Jeff.
I would love to.
Playing blackjack with Jeff Howell is one of the most fun things in the world.
That it was so fun. That was just the highlight of the trip.
Yeah.
I mean, for everybody.
It was. You were drinking then, though.
Yeah, I was drinking. And that was funny, but
did you win?
No. Here's the deal. They always I would win on days. They had days where I walked around with $600 or $700 in winnings.
Yeah,
they always got it back.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I would tell the pit boss. You know, they were always Russian.
Yeah.
I would tell the pit boss. I go, "Hey, Yuri, come here." And he go, "Yeah." I go, "Can you move the ATM closer to my table? Save the wear and tear on my knees."
Well, we're going to go on this cruise. It's going to be me and Carlos. We got Bo is coming along with us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
What about Dirty Jim?
Who?
Jim Colbert.
Oh, the Jim Colbert. No, he don't care to correspond with us. We got Vince Taylor's coming along. We got Devin Siebold, Miguel Colon, James Yawn. Everyone's going to be coming along. It's going to be great. So join us on July the 14th. It's for the Victory Casino Cruise. It's going to be a great time. You can get your tickets by going to realradio.fm/victory. When we come back, it's time for Carlos to take you to the top. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
Hamburger will catch on fire.
Our website's monsters.fm. Check that out. You can vote for your favorite TV theme song. Oh. When you vote for your favorite TV theme song, you're entered to possibly win a $100 gift certificate to Hulu. So that's kind of cool. And the Victory Casino Cruise, you can sign up for that. It's like we're practically paying you to go on it.
Yeah.
The way you get the vouchers and everything. It only costs you $10, but you get vouchers worth $25. So that's on the website at monsters.fm. And also, you can check out the Daily Five. If your name is one of the Daily Five, you can win tickets to the Monster Midway Sweet Party at the Coke Zero Sugar 400. If you just want to buy those tickets and hang out with us, you can do that. 1-800-PIT-SHOP. That's 1-800-PIT-SHOP. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning. Real Radio 104.1. A little shout out to Doug Butcher, who lives in Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada.
Wow.
And Isaac Garzna, who lives in Odessa, Texas, and listens to us on the iHeartRadio music app. Appreciate that. Now it's time for Carlos to take it to the top.
Let's go. Bing. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Today's no different. Today's a wonderful Friday. And yes, every Friday we say we made it. If you're listening to this, you made it. You made it. I don't care if you're broke. I don't care if you don't have a job. I don't care if you think you're a loser. You made it to Friday.
Loser. You made it to Friday.
You made it to Friday. And maybe you got the weekend off. You can walk around the mall. Have a Cinnabon. Not really pumping up your weekend. But.
Yeah, you're making the effort, and that is what counts.
And it's brought to you by Bill Ray Nissan right there on 1792. You heard me talking about it before. They're offering some amazing deals right now, and especially with the Versa. It's a great car. They can get you in with $0 down. Go to BillRayNissan.com, and you get the 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. It's awesome. Check them out. BillRayNissan.com. You get that Versa? Tell me about it. Carlos at Real Radio. Boom. So I will be leaving here shortly because I have to go pick up my daughter at the end of her first summer camp.
Oh, yeah.
She was away 5 days.
Wow, look at that's a big step. It was how old?
7 years old.
Oh, that's big. That's a real big step.
She didn't stay at the, like, you know, Camp Onawana kind of camp. She stayed with her aunt that was out there. But it was a week of a fancy free, no kid, living the life.
Look
of,
at that.
You know,
yeah.
You know, Russ and his wife, because they don't got no kids running around there.
Nope.
So it's just nakedness. And
that's a good life, isn't it?
It's very different. It's very different. It is.
Yeah. Especially when you go parking on construction sites. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good, too. Yeah. but you know, we missed her, and we'll be there. And now, so...
Now what'd you do with you know, with child's away? What kind of play did you...
Oh, we were wild as hell, you know.
Run around naked?
You know, we're both not... I'd rather see her walk around naked than my ass walk around. Because I'll catch myself in the mirror and be like, you look disgusting
it
piece of crap.
It doesn't reciprocate.
Yeah, it's not as sexy.
It don't bother me a bit. I like
know.
It.
And that, give me some of that. You got that. You got some confidence, boy. No, we stayed up late. We partied.
It's the hydroxycut gummies.
That it is. And no, we had a good time, but we missed our daughter. And I love having my daughter, right? And so listen to this. So when we go pick her up, I know y'all know how I feel about these things, okay? They invited the parents to come to lunch.
Yeah.
And then to be part of a competition with the parents.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
You don't need to do that.
The parents of the camp, you know, the members, their parents are then going to be in a competition. Like, you know.
What's the competition?
It's like all your classic camp games, like potato sack race and like monkey bars.
I get that.
Dude. I'm ready to go in there and crush it.
Oh, God.
I'm ready to go in there.
Oh, God. You're that guy.
I am that guy. I don't like to play around. Like, I hope that there's medals or some type of trophy.
Yeah.
But my wife is asking that I kind of...
Not be that guy.
Don't do it. She's like, you're going to embarrass
her. Well, you did when you did the skating, you did roller skating. Yep. And then what was the other thing you did it in, Angel, where you embarrassed
yourself? There was roller skating. Himself. There was the pool party where you just started throwing kids in there.
That was your kid. I'm sorry about that.
what else was there?
I get overzealous is my problem. And
when you were playing the kids basketball and you're dunking on all of them?
That's what it was.
Yeah. Well,
dunking on the children. Yeah.
They shouldn't talk trash. To the guy who's basically their Shaq, okay? When I play against them, I am like freaking Shaq to them.
And especially a guy who's their Shaq, who's a little self-conscious about his height. You know?
I'm not self-conscious about my height. 5'11 is very tall in Denmark.
It's way tall.
In Denmark, yeah.
And North Korea.
Right, yeah. Oh, my God. You're killing North Korea.
Be the center of the damn North Korean national team. Right. Hopefully, we can just totally become best friends with them soon, and I can play for them.
Yes.
But I won't. I'll probably chill. Probably cool, bro.
Yeah.
Unless one of those kids gives me a dirty ass look and I look at their dad and I'm like, I would crush your dad right now.
What are you doing?
It's a nice Christian kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I won't do that. I won't get upset. I'm just going to take it easy. Movies this weekend. Let's move on to that.
Anything good?
Yeah. A huge movie that people are extra, I think they're extra excited about this. And I didn't realize the fascination of this film until a bunch of memes are popping through about how the parents are more excited than the kids to see this film. And that's Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
I loved Incredibles 1, but it feels like it was a long... 2004.
See, I don't have kids, so I'm not going to go see a kid movie without a kid.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. You're sitting there by yourself. It's going to creep.
Yeah, right.
No, you're 100% right, though, in this regard. I think the separation between the two movies has hurt the movie. Most kids, unless... You liked it as a parent, right?
Right.
Have introduced that movie to your kid.
Yeah.
They weren't around. You know, my kid wasn't around for the phenomenon that was
Incredibles.
The Incredibles the first time around. She digs it, but she's only seen it on DVD. You know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah. Right. Same with me. Actually, I don't even think my daughter has seen Incredibles, but probably will go see it because I enjoyed it. I think she would enjoy it.
Talking about movies this weekend, my wife and I talked about going to see that movie, the sailing movie, the one of the sailing around the world movie. How'd that do?
Is that Adrift, I think?
Yeah, Adrift, yeah.
It's probably ninth place this weekend, but it came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, bad reviews, good reviews.
You know what? I haven't heard that much about it, to be perfectly honest.
It's about one person.
No,
sailing around the world.
It's two people. Yeah. A guy and his girlfriend. They decide to sail around the world and get in a big storm. And I guess it's based on a true story.
Yeah, it may be. But do you want me to tell you like it's really good, and then you can tell your wife like we should go see this?
Yeah, like, Carlos said it's good.
It's awesome.
We're probably, you know what? We're probably just going to finish The Staircase.
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. It's a big documentary series that Russ and I and Jimmy have been watching, and it's one of these new Making a Murderer. It's on Netflix.
Right.
We're almost done with it.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at. I think I'm on number 10.
Okay, you're close.
And I don't know how close I am to being done. But the thing about this deal is that you're watching it, and the way you feel about the lead person or the person that is on trial, it changes.
As you go along,
you don't
for sure.
Like him, you like him, you don't like him, you like him. It goes back and forth.
Oh, my God, Dirty Jim.
Yeah, it's real. Well, you don't have Netflix, Jeff, because
those computers aren't winning.
No, that's a pay-for thing.
It's a pay-for thing, and I get that. But you can, I know you create different emails so you can have those 7-day accounts over and over. And they're going to pick up on it. Jeff Howell 69 is not that creative every time.
It's a good documentary. I mean,
it's really good. Yeah, and it kind of shows you how people can keep good spirits. That family has been able to keep good spirits in the midst of all that madness. But back to the theaters real quick this weekend. Incredibles 2 looks like it should make a record-breaking opening of about $150 million.
Record-breaking in what way?
In the Pixar. Actually, this one probably
makes sense. As an animated thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't break the records of Wonder Woman or whatever.
I think it would go after the sequel record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so simply looking at the past Pixar sequels. Well, here we go. Let's talk about this. It's in 4,410 theaters.
Yeah.
It's Disney and Pixar's Incredible, 14 years after the original. Making it the longest gap between sequels in the animated series that Pixar has been put out. But it's looking like it's going to do pretty well. And the only other competition is Ocean's 8, which did really well last weekend, surprisingly. I thought it was not going to do as well.
God, I thought they were going up in numbers.
No, they're going back, baby. Yeah. They're going back. And then a movie, which I don't know how a movie like this is made. And if they would have offered me part, I gladly would have accepted.
What?
Yeah. Tag, starring Ed Helms.
Oh, yeah.
It looks dumb, but that looks like one of those movies that everyone had a blast making.
Yeah.
Every single guy that's talked and done press on this, they had a blast.
It looked like a bromance kind of movie, but that's coming out this weekend, and it should be in third place. And then Solo. Fourth place, and Deadpool. Don't hate on Solo, Russ.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Trek's coming back one day.
It's not.
Hey, have you seen the commercial with Ray Liotta lately?
Which one? Of his show? For his TV show?
No. It's some commercial.
For
cigarettes. Oh. For Chantix or whatever.
No. Henry Hill doing something for Chantix?
Yes, and he is old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? He's still, pretty good-looking guy, I guess.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But it's taking its toll, man.
Yeah, he had an interview. Henry Hill, one of the first, played Bull, it was Henry Hill.
Yeah.
And you see him, he's so tough in that movie, and they ask him, when was the last time you got in a fight?
Yeah.
He's like, I've never been in a fight before.
Oh, yeah.
He's an actor.
Yeah. I know. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
You know, when Vanilla Ice came in here, and he was talking about doing the boxing match, and he was going to box, and he ended up boxing somebody from Facts of Life. Not Facts of Life, but the different
Tootie,
world.
Right? Tootie.
Yeah, he fought Tootie. He fought Todd Bridges, I believe.
That's right.
And he got his ass kicked, man. Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Todd Bridges? He couldn't throw a punch to save his... I mean, he was like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yes.
It was bad.
And I do know one thing: today and this weekend will be a great weekend. To the top, never stop.
Yes, Angel.
So if we're going to go off of texting...
Yeah.
No reason to go see Adrift.
Oh, Adrift, Stinky?
Overwhelmingly.
All right. Well, okay. Well, then I'll have to sit home and just watch the end of Martyrs. Ooh, I want a blow poke.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a blow poke.
They look good. Are you watching it? You haven't gotten to the blow poke yet, have you?
I have not.
Oh, it's going to mean something to you.
I'm feeling really uncomfortable that you're pointing your finger at me and saying that I'm going to understand that.
You're going to want a blow poke.
Yeah, it sounds dirtier than it is.
Diversity, Angel. Diversity.
You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Work, cause it's light work. I'ma throw shapes, feeling the bass till my feet hurt. I call it housework, cause
cause it's light work. What you gonna do? But I'ma throw shade if I don't get paid for this housework. I call it housework.
Hey, welcome to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We're live on our YouTube channel today. Every Friday we go live, so if you go to iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, you can check out the show even during the breaks. Sometimes we have to apologize for things we say.
Yes.
And a big shout-out to Brad Mills, who listens to us in Aloha, Michigan, on the iHeartRadio app. And Melissa Perry listens in Seymour, Tennessee.
Oh.
So thank you so much for listening to us on iHeartRadio and watching us on our YouTube channel. If you want to get a shout-out, just send me a quick email. And just let me know, like, your name and your city and your state, and we'll try to throw that out to you. Jeff Howell, tonight you're going to be at Conley's?
Yeah, Conley's Irish Pub in Longwood. I'll be playing tonight at the Red Dog Pub. We have DJ Mark. Tomorrow night we have Folk Hill Revival, great acoustic band. Come see them. They play great. And on Acoustic Sunday, I'll be playing at the Red Dog Pub, and I'm going to have a special Father's Day.
Oh, nice. That's
there.
Good.
All the fathers that come in get 15% off at the Asian massage. So I worked a deal.
15%. Huh?
Yeah.
That's a big discount.
Hello. Yeah,
15%. Woo!
I went over there for a massage.
Boy, you really know how to love a dad.
Hey! You know what? I gave for that discount.
Yeah.
I gave the Asian massagers a pitcher of beer.
Oh, that's nice.
So we worked a deal.
So someone said that my
Angel's still interested.
God, that's like a horrible deal.
Oh no, I know.
Angel, I got to ask you something. Yes, I know we're going to do Monster Sports. Yeah, we're doing
it. 20%.
Did you get your Elon Musk? It's not a flamethrower yet.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday. I sold my share out of that.
Oh, did the people you sold the share to, are you allowed to borrow said flamethrower?
Once they get their hands on it, I have been allowed to. The deal is I'm going to be able to bring it in here. So,
because
it's not a flamethrower.
Elon
Musk.
It's
a big old giant lighter.
Yeah, Elon Musk said it's not a flamethrower, though it clearly is a flamethrower. Someone suggested that I ask you if I could borrow your flamethrower to light my recliner on fire. I have a friend that said I can take my recliner out to his property and set my recliner on fire. And I'm doing anything I can to get hits on the YouTube channel, right? So, I mean, you know, they go out there.
You know, as soon as they get their hands on it, I don't know. I know they're starting to deliver those. I don't know what the timetable is. I'll hit on my guys and see when they're expecting it.
I mean, that should get some views, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that an old recliner on fire? That might work.
If you want to, I mean, really, okay, and not a diss to Elon Musk and is not a flamethrower gimmick.
Yeah.
I props to him. It was a money grab.
I could make my own flamethrower.
There's some really more authentic flamethrowers that you could just go and buy that'll give you a bigger pop.
Oh,
like
really?
That will look better if we got the guys out there from YouTube shooting this for you. That the other ones that are available on the market, they're 100% legal.
Yeah.
Are going to look cooler visually if that's what we're looking for.
Isn't there something to good old boys, like good old boys out in like Oviedo and out in Ocala and out in Kissimmee, that something called Tanninite or something like that, or Tanninite, and you can put that in the recliner and shoot the recliner and it would blow up? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, you could do that. I think you're right.
Tanninite, something like that?
I think that's correct.
Like good old redneck boys will
yeah,
put
absolutely.
It in
you want to make sure we
up?
Get out to a really remote area because there's some guys, I think their initials are ATF, guys.
Oh, they don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, listen, I just want to get more. Look, we're at almost 9,000 subscribers on YouTube. That's okay. It's not,
dude. It's not bad. Don't let anybody.
It's your first year.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, 6 months in. I mean, I hope you guys can share it. And
it's a slow build, man.
If by December, we don't have 20,000 subscribers, I'm thinking I'm probably just okay. It's not working.
Okay.
I mean, it should be growing.
Yeah,
growing, dude. You gotta. I mean, compared to
I'm gonna blow up things on the YouTube channel to try to get more hits.
Blowing up stuff on YouTube is insanely popular.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you're going to start with a chair, the next thing that you're going to blow up has to be like really, like let's say for example, a Kiss guitar.
Oh no, I'm not blowing up a Kiss guitar.
I mean, it's something that's valuable to you, and seeing you go through that anguish, people are going to want to make that connection with you.
It doesn't have to be a real
Kiss guitar.
Oh, that's
why don't you do an Oral Roberts?
What's that?
What?
If we don't get 20,000 subscribers by December, God's going to kill me. That's what he did.
Oh, then no one will sign up. It'll be fine.
In fact, people will be taking their money back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people will, yeah.
Subscription.
Well, no.
All right, they're saying it's Tanner Wright.
Tanner Wright. What did I call it? Tanner Tight?
Tanner Tight. You said Tanner Knight. That's a whole different thing.
What is it called?
Tanner Wright.
Tanner Wright.
And it's totally legal.
It's totally legal. It's explosive.
That's what they're saying.
So I could put it in the recliner and then shoot it, and then it'll blow the recliner up. That would get some hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. Hey, let's find out what's going on with Monster Sport. I'm good with that. I'm no quitter. I'm giving it another 6 months.
You got it, man.
Monster Sports brought to you by my guys over there at Harry Buffalo, located right there on Church Street, a block up from the Amway Center. Downtown Orlando's premier sports bar and restaurant. Also, think of it as a great place to pre-party before you go to any events in the downtown area. Great food, great drink selections, and a really awesome staff that makes sure you're taken care of right. So, go visit them. I was just getting an email here real quick.
All right.
So, this is what legal betting in the United States looks like. New Jersey, they're the next state that legalized it and jumped on it. We had a guy bet $9,000 on the San Francisco Giants to win last night. He put $9,000 to win. How much do you think his return was?
Oh, okay. Wait.
On $9,000 for the San Francisco Giants to win, and there was a 16th inning win by the Giants.
Oh my God!
Last night, and this guy won off of a $9,000 bet. I don't know if this is a good return.
$9,000 bet. Yeah. God, that's a big bet.
That's what I thought, but it seems like, and guys, like with some of this sports stuff, sports book gambling, I'm not too savvy on.
Right.
But this seems like, I don't know, I guess if the Giants were favored to win and everything, because off of $9,000, he only got $7,300 back.
Well, that's not a...
I'm kind of underwhelmed by that. Is that impressive?
That impressed me.
He got $7,300.
Off a $9,000 bet.
So, but he won.
Yeah, no, he won.
He got the 9,000 back
plus 7,300. Yeah. Oh, okay, I got you.
So he won. So they must have been favored.
I guess.
Yeah. That's how it works.
I want to do one of those bets again where you just like grab three different sporting events and make it all random,
and then you get $1 million.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one I want to bet. Yeah. Listen to this neat story by a guy that used to play here in Orlando.
Okay.
No, he used to always go crazy.
Dwight.
I'll give you all a story about Stan. We're in the locker room. You can ask Marcin Gortat. And he's going around everybody. He's saying, like, he's like, scorer, scorer, scorer. He looks at Marcin. He says, well, he thinks he's a scorer. And then Marcin's like, oh, man, oh, he's mad. He's like, you're not a scorer, Marcin. You know, Stan is so funny. Like, he would call me in his office, and he got these little bitty baby feet. He would have his toes out, and they'll be twinkling. So he's like, well, you know, Dwight, you know, I think you need to do more stuff on defense. You haven't been blocking shots lately, and I need you to block three more shots a game. I'm like, dang, Stan, it's 9 blocks a game. Nobody's ever done them. I don't care. You can do it. You're supposed to be Superman. And I'm like, okay, Stan. But, you know, Stan is animated, man. And shout out to Stan Van Gundy.
What is your relationship with Stan now?
We never really had a bad relationship. You know, he's just real intense when it comes to basketball.
Yes.
And when he loses. Mm-hmm. If you ever seen Stan after a loss, you'd be like, oh, my God, this guy is crazy. I don't want to talk to nobody. He's going crazy.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, Stan is awesome. The stuff that he's done politically has been great. But I have no issues with Stan. You know, we went through that thing in Orlando, and I think a lot of people blew it out of proportion. But Stan is a great guy. We had some great times together.
Yeah.
I remember when we won the Eastern Conference championship, and he came and hit me on the chest. He's like, you mother really? He's going crazy. I didn't say it.
I know.
But, you know,
Lamar Odom used to say, that's what he used to call it. He said Lamar Odom.
And that's
he was trying to sprinkle some sugar on that, right?
Yeah, but he goes on to that interview and describes that as the worst day of his life.
What, when he...
Dwight Howard, when he got busted, when he called, you know, the firing of Stan Van Gundy and all that. And then he puts his arm around Stan and everything, and they ask him those questions about it.
I didn't know Stan Van Gundy had such a high voice.
I didn't either. But the rumor was is that Dwight Howard did not want him as the coach, right?
Well,
I think he tried to get him fired.
Yeah, but it's basically that is that he asked, you know, he was asked what was going on with the Magic, or was it true that the rumor was that you had gone to the front office and asked for Van Gundy to be removed, and he now says that that's not exactly the case, and and then what happens is they're doing it's after practice and they're doing interviews and they're asking Stan Van Gundy, hey, did you hear about Dwight Howard? Did he ask, is it true that he asked for you to be removed? Right as Dwight Howard is walking up trying to be goofball about
and
it.
And he puts his arm around
puts around his arm around Stan Van. You
know? I forget what Stan Van Gundy said. He's like, yeah, I heard about it or something like that, right?
I think so. I didn't have the exact quote with it. But so he's trying to walk that back now 6 years later.
Sure.
So we'll see how that. Because it sounds like a guy that wants to come back to Orlando is what I wanted to play that for Carlos, because that sounds like a guy who, because he had a great season this past season, but nobody talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He did. In all honesty.
Would Orlando fans, I mean, as bad as the team has been, I mean, would they be willing to forgive Dwight Howard if he brought some winning to the table?
Do you think Carlos would forgive him?
100%.
There you go.
Yes. He begged for him to come back.
All right, so real troubling story in regards to one Kellen Winslow Jr. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with him, Kellen Winslow is the University of Miami tight end. Came out with a really strong class of football players that year.
Right.
You know, graduating or guys making it to the NFL. And he's just had a really checkered NFL career. And so earlier in the week, he was arrested under suspicion of breaking and entering.
Okay.
And he was apparently in Southern California. He was at a trailer park area, and he was looking at this, quote-unquote RV or whatnot. He said it was for his mother-in-law. Law enforcement detained him. And the story at that point looked like the law enforcement was just singling this guy out, right?
Yeah.
Now, today, the headline is, Kellen Winslow Jr. arrested on 9 criminal charges, including rape and kidnapping.
Oh, no.
Former NFL tight end Kellen Winslow Jr. was reportedly arrested in San Diego on Thursday and is facing 9 charges, including kidnapping and intent to commit rape and forcible rape.
Oh,
yeah. And this is coming from the San Diego County District Attorney's Office. Confirmed that he's arraigned today.
He's having a bad run.
Yeah, man. And this, I mean, it's sad because the guy had a promising career in front of him. He spent 10 seasons in the NFL, Cleveland Browns, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, New England Patriots, and then the New York Jets. So I hope, I mean, if he's, you know, if that this is what they're, if he's done these things, you know, throw the book at him. See you later.
Sure.
You know, you spent all your money from 10 years in the NFL when you got a breaking and entering in a trailer park.
And then you're buying, and supposedly the story is that you're getting that for your mother-in-law.
That's a rough day.
You know what I mean?
Hey, how's the Orlando City looking? What's going on with the Orlando City?
Okay, so we lost our last match. We got a match coming up in the next couple of days, and that's in the process of the U.S. Cup tournament that happens in the middle of the season. Our next home game is the 23rd, so a week from tomorrow, and I'll be doing the music right there in front of Harry Buffalo on Church Street.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And definitely come out for that, all right? In the soap opera that is going to be LeBron James and where he ends up at, not more than 24 hours ago, I sat right here and told you the guaranteed money was Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He was going to be a Laker.
Yeah.
Right. And then comes out this little tidbit.
What's
this
that?
Little kernel, and then just, throw a little wrinkle into this, and we'll see how this happens. LeBron, during the playoffs, guess what city he visited? And guess who he was hanging out with?
Who's that?
He was in Miami.
Oh.
Hanging out with Dwayne Wade.
Oh.
Being real chummy. And this is coming from Miami Heat forward Udonis Haslem. He revealed that LeBron James returned to South Florida before his NBA Finals and was hanging out with Dwayne Wade. If you're a Miami Heat fan, this is exactly what you want to hear, you know?
Yeah, because you're a Cleveland fan.
Because his family never wanted to leave Miami.
100% right, Ross. So, when he left and he went back to Cleveland, it was against the family's wishes. The kids, the wife, everybody are like, why are we going back to Cleveland? And
can you blame him?
No.
No.
I'm on the family side on this. Who goes back to Cleveland?
Hey, he did.
I feel bad for him.
He went back
family.
To Cleveland and got them the championship.
Yeah, so haul ass. Get out of there.
Now you can go back to Miami,
So we'll see if that lends itself or if there's any, anything that comes out of that. Because it's going to come down to these two cities, I think. It's going to come down to Miami.
LA. Okay, so for you.
Now, L.A. has the resources. They have the money. They're like $60 million under the cap. So they're under – they have enough money to throw around to make some things happen. And if he does go to Los Angeles, seriously look at the fact that LeVar Ball could be traded away.
Right. Okay,
to
so
make that happen.
As an Orlando Magic fan, you want him to go to the Lakers or you want him to go to Miami?
As an Orlando Magic fan, I would probably want him to go to
the Lakers.
The Lakers.
Yeah, to give us some sort of a chance one day
you know.
To maybe get into a playoff game and maybe win one.
Yeah, just I would want him to do that to get out of the East in that regard.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
Now, let me ask a question.
Yes,
Is there a line in Vegas on that?
The betting line is that Los Angeles is the favorite.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they are the favorite in that. So, and then we'll wrap it up with this. It's we got NASCAR over the weekend, and this is Dale Jr.'s debut as a NASCAR broadcaster.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be awesome. But make sure you check that out. It's another good tradition on Father's Day to watch a NASCAR race, so do that. And if you're looking for a good gift, go visit my guys over at the Remix Record Shop. Vinyl for gift is always good. Let Dad get his vinyl records on. And that's Monster Sports.
Thank you so much. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. The Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1 for a beautiful Friday.
Yeah.
I hope you guys have a great weekend. Of course, this coming Sunday is Father's Day. So have a great Father's Day. Are you doing anything special for Father's Day?
Well, I'm playing it. We got that 15% off. Asian massage.
Hey, I got hit up during the break. If you're in a pinch for a Father's Day gift, there's sponsors. There's people that spend money with this show that you should go visit.
Yes.
One of them is Petty's. Definitely go hang out. If you're in that area, go grab something from, a cool steak for Dad is awesome. Go visit them. If you're out on the coast, Wassies. If you're looking for
vinyl.
The
Big Green Egg, man. The Big Green Egg. I'm excited about Father's Day just because I get to cook.
Oh.
Yeah, for everybody else, because it's fun to cook on the Big Green Egg. I'm gonna do baby back ribs, but I'm gonna do them on those cedar planks because they say if you do it on the cedar plank, it makes it even better. So excited about that!
I mentioned the Remix Record Shop that's right there in the Mills. If you're looking to get Dad some vinyl or whatnot, that's always cool. A couple other things: go get his car detailed. Get the car wash detailed and all that. It's something that your dad might not do for himself.
Yeah.
Think of it that way.
Yeah. What else can you do for Dad for Father's Day? Oh, you can get him those tickets to go to the races.
There you go.
1-800 Pit Shop, the Monster Midway party.
Get him to the Monster Party.
That'd be pretty cool. Father's Day is this coming Sunday. So are you and your boy doing anything special, Jeff Howe?
No, probably not. He might have to work. Might have to work. So, I don't, you know what? When my son was born.
Yeah.
And he was maybe about a year old or something like that. And my ex was going to take him on a trip up north to see family and stuff. She asked, she goes, oh, my God, the trip we planned, I didn't know it was going to be on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Do you mind? I go, look. Every day's Father's Day.
Today. Right.
So, yes. But we do have 15% off Asian massage.
This
Red
is
Dog
a
Pug.
Email. I'm curious what you guys think about this from Krista. By the way, thank you so much to everybody that has been sending me the shout-outs and showing
yes.
It's just neat for me to see how many people listen all over the country.
I
guess I just never really realized it. But thank you for all the kind words and everything. And this is from Krista, who listens to us in Odessa? Texas.
Odessa.
Her name is Krista. Single. She's a single woman, and she's does a lot of online dating, she says. She went on 3 dates with a guy who she really kind of liked a lot, but he only revealed that he was a father on the 3rd date. Having a kid is not necessarily a deal breaker, she says, but lying about it is. Not that he lied, but he omitted it. And for her, she says, omitting and lying are close cousins. His argument is that a lot of women won't even give him the time of day if he's got a son, so he just doesn't say anything at first. And she says, I'm torn about this. I do like him, and him being a dad is not a deal breaker, but I feel a little betrayed. Should I be upset by this, guys? And her name is Krista. So he didn't say anything about having a kid until the 3rd date because he wanted to make sure he got a full shot. She says omitting and lying are close cousins. What do you think?
All right, look, Krista, let him know how you feel about the omitting and lying. But on this particular issue, I think you should cut him some slack.
I do too.
Women find themselves doing this all the time. Yeah. When they have kids.
Yeah.
Because it happens. Guys, as soon as a guy finds out a lady has a couple kids or a kid,
it's like,
see you. it's an actual true phenomenon.
Right.
It happens. In this case, the fact that it's a dude is probably a rarer case, I think, maybe.
Yes.
But I think women have to deal with this a lot more than men do. Just let him know, hey, look.
But he didn't lie about it. Like, if asked if you have any children, then he more likely was, yes, I do. But he just didn't bring it up because it didn't come up.
It's kind of amazing that she didn't ask, you know, in three dates.
Yes,
you don't ask, you know. Of course, maybe they're college kids or, you know, those kids.
No, just I would say just let them know how you feel about that or about that issue in particular. But for her to be, because she's saying he's a good dude so far, right?
Yeah, she says that I do like him.
Yeah.
Him being a dad is not a deal breaker, but I feel a little betrayed. Should I ditch this guy or should I just see where it goes? I mean, I don't know. Something like that when you're just meeting. There's a lot of things I'm sure he hasn't told you yet. That's the idea of dating. You get
that
to
he's
know each
married.
Other.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah, you might want to ask some other questions. You're right. Are you married?
How about this? Because I know I was this way. I wouldn't necessarily reveal that I had a kid up front because I wasn't sure if, you know, there was no guarantees that you were ever going to get to meet her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
there was...
I had girls that I've dated that knew that I do the aloof thing, kind of, you know, the talk thing. And so, but anyway, and they said, well, look, I'm not going to introduce you to my kid because I don't want you to become a part of their life if you're not going to be committed here.
So maybe it took three dates for him to be comfortable enough to let you know that part about it.
Right, yeah.
So, okay, the statement, omitting and lying are close cousins. Is that, what do you think about that?
There's something there.
No, I don't think Jeff agrees with that.
No. Here's the way I look at it is tell the truth when you're asked a question.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Right.
But you don't have to tell everything.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? Now, okay.
So, but is that lying?
No, I don't think it's lying.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm under house arrest. You know, I'm keeping that to myself until.
Right. Yeah, because you went out with someone who was on house arrest,
yeah.
And she didn't tell you about
it. No.
So
found out when that thing went off in my ear.
Right. So that didn't mean she was lying about it. No.
She had that up by your ear?
Well, yeah, I had it up by my ear. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Well, listen, Krista, we think, it looks like all three of us think, give him another shot or give him a chance. Just because he didn't tell you about his son doesn't mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. She instantly
lying.
Went, you know, kind of, oh, you're trying to keep something from him. Whereas a realistic option there could have been like, look, it takes 3 days for me to tell you I have a kid.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you're lucky. You made it to the third date. You might be worthy of knowing this information.
All right. When we come back, it's time for Beer of the Week.
Heck yeah.
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. It's time for Beer of the Week. We have special guests. We got a bunch of quitters around us. Well, you know, normally when Carlos is here, he doesn't drink beer anymore.
Savannah doesn't drink.
Now Jeff Howe doesn't drink.
Yep.
The hell's wrong? What's wrong?
You know, it's just, you gotta, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we grab Kent. Kent, like, handles a bunch of stuff for us around here. Like, you do everything around here when it comes to technical, I mean, what's your official title, Kent?
I guess the IT director.
IT director.
Official beer taster.
There you go, yes. Yes, we grabbed him to taste some beer. And then, Angel, we got a special guest from, it's from Bart. Is it called Bart Bar or just Bart?
It's just Bart.
Just Bart.
Yep.
Yeah, we got Chris. From Bart. He's the owner and operator of the Bart. Chris, for the guys in the room that aren't familiar with your place, tell them a little bit about it, please.
So, I started a bar and wanted to load it with everything I enjoy a whole lot. So, that's like, I grew up in like arcades and I enjoy fun beer and local art. So, I threw all that into one place. So, we got a lot of the classic arcade games, you know, your Froggers, your Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
you
man.
You got Defender?
We cycle in. So, we do have a Defender that comes in every once in a while. And we get some crazy, weird titles in there, too. Stuff you probably don't normally find or whatnot. Like, we have a game called Reactor that's really cool.
Yeah.
Got an original track and field in there, all kinds of fun
stuff. Oh, right, right, right. That's good.
Yeah, so you always hear people, like, banging away on the console, just, like, slapping, you know, going for it.
And you've been in that area, and the area you're talking about is, like, 1792 over kind of
Mills
by...
Mills 50.
Yeah. Mills and 50, yeah.
Yeah, Mills 50. We're in the same building as Remixed is and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, yeah. But that area is just really, becoming more popular.
Yeah, it's been booming. Like, in the 6 years that we've been there, like, just watching the growth has been insane.
Yeah, good, good, good. All right. And so the beers you brought today, do you brew them, or these are just...
No, we're just like, we just sell on premise. So we have over about 110 different beers in right now.
Okay.
And so I brought in some fun stuff that's kind of like summer feeling.
Oh, good.
Brought in some stuff from MIA Beer Company.
Now, Kent, do you like beer, Kent?
Sometimes.
Okay. All right. Just double checking. All right. We'll make sure.
Having to deal with all the emergencies around here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He should have a beer every 30 minutes.
He says, go right to liquor. Okay. What's the number one question you get around it? Is it like how to get into my email? Is that the...
I need to change my password.
I need to change my password. Yeah, yeah. That's the... Yeah.
All right, so courtesy of Chris and Bart, he brought in a couple beers from MIA. The first one we're going to do is?
The Tourist Trap.
Okay.
Yeah, Tourist Trap. Now, MIA Beer Company, check out that can. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, you know me. I'm big into the artwork. The artwork is important. So I think it's a pretty cool looking can. Very festive looking. Looks happy.
A little bit about the Tourist Trap. This is a triple, Belgian style triple, right?
Yeah, Belgian style triple. They tend to come in at the higher.
Now, what does that mean? Triple, like triple? Is it triple the hops? Is that what it is?
No, it's like a style. So they kind of like they basically it's letting you know it's going to be a heavier beer. It's as far as like percentage wise and
yeah, we're talking about 10%er.
It's
yeah.
Three beers in one can.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Pretty much. So 10% alcohol content.
Yeah, but it drinks more like a low five, so you get in trouble with it. So it's kind of like a trap.
I like it already.
All
okay,
right, so glasses in the air.
Okay, now everybody, what you got to do is take three sips, and then Kent, you'll have to give it like a grade from 1 to 10.
Yeah. Absolutely. My friends are the best friends, loyal, willing, and able. Now let's get to drinking. Glasses off the table. Right. Cheers.
Hell
happy
yeah.
Father's
Cheers.
Day.
Ooh. Oh, man. Holy macanoli, that's really good.
Now, a little thing about the Tourist Trap, it's fruity, it's spicy, and it's strong.
I have a meeting with Linda Bird right after this. I better not drink this whole thing.
It's brewed with blonde malts and a touch of candy sugar. It's fermented with Belgian Abbey yeast strain and imparts fruit and spicy yet soft and well-rounded Easters. Whatever that means.
It means it's delicious.
Yeah.
Rest
I mean, I would give that a 9.8 or something. Oh! I mean that's really, really good. And it's 10% alcohol.
Yeah, I know. Scary,
oh, hell.
Right?
Give me that can if you would.
That is really, really good. I really do like that. I didn't expect to. Usually the Belgium, it's a lot of hops.
Not so much on the Belgian side. Belgian side, you get like more of the malt stuff.
The wheat.
Yeah,
a lot of malty flavor, but this is really smooth for that. Kent, what do you think?
I give it an 8. I mean, it's so smooth. For 10%, I'm already drunk.
Yeah. Screw your password.
Right. Yeah, I can feel a little bit of baby buzz. Just one. That is super, super good beer. Now, why 8? Just you have a high...
I have a high standard.
A high standard. That's it. My standards are not so high. That's why. Yeah, yeah. All right. So that's...
Yeah, this is a 9 for me all day long. This is definitely a go-to beer. If you're going to jump on this... you know, pace yourself, because it, again, it is a 10%er, and but it's a lot of fun. And like I said, MIA Brewing, out of my, they're a really fun brewing company.
Boy, now, I, just reading this, there's a little fruity tootie just looking already.
All right.
Low calorie, gluten free, low carbs, pineapple, coconut. What is this?
All right. Tell them, Chris.
All right. So, this is hard water. It's something that MIA does.
Oh, this is not alcohol.
No, it's got alcohol.
Oh.
It's 5% alcohol, but it's more of like a malt beverage kind of deal. So, it's more like drinking just like a flavored water. That, you know, give you a little bit of alcohol in it. This is the pineapple coconut.
Okay.
So it's more like a water version of a pina colada. So something fun for the summer, and you can probably, you know, put it on ice, spice it up with a little bit of rum, you know.
Chris's face already. Yeah. He wants to hate it.
But everything he says makes me think he's going to like it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Here we go. Cheers.
Let's see. Three sips. Sorry. Yeah.
Three sips, Russ. Three sips.
Yeah.
Three sips.
Mm. Now, I want to finish that beer.
That's amazing. I thought he had you in pina colada, man.
Yeah, not a fan of that for some reason. I don't know.
You see, you're missing this kind of what you can do with a beverage like this. One of the things that's really
that
fun
beer.
What's one of it's fun of, with these hard waters is they think of it as a palate cleanser in between beers. That's one.
Now, or could I use it as a mixer?
Boom.
With a little whiskey. Yeah. Okay, I can see that. That makes sense.
You know. So, Russ, what do you give the hard water, the new coconut flavor?
If I can mix it with whiskey, I'll give it a 10.
Kent, what do you give it?
What do you think?
I give it an 8. It's fantastic. It's hot in the summer. You're out by the pool.
This is 100% summer beverage. Yeah. Definitely take it to the beach. Definitely take it to the pool. I give it a 9 as well. These are fun. And again, it's something that it's easy to share with a bunch of people as well. So, and these beers are available at your place, Chris?
Yes. Yeah, we have this and some other offerings from MIA also. They have all kinds of fun stuff.
So Tourist Trap is always available at BART?
Yes. It's available year-round, yeah.
That is really good. I like it. Well, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in and doing that for us.
No problem. I'll be here next Friday.
Yeah, come back next Friday for sure. Yeah, that's not a problem. I like that. I like the Tourist Trap.
Right?
And then, okay, so are you right across the street from, or are you right in the same building as...
Remix Record Shop. They're at the other end, where Remix is kind of like in the middle of that strip. They're at the end of it.
Very good.
What are your hours over there, Chris?
We are Tuesday. We actually just switched up our hours a little bit, but we're Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m., and then we just changed our Sunday hours from 3 p.m. to midnight, so we can get, you know, Orlando likes that Sunday fun day, so open up a little bit earlier, let everybody come in and catch some games at the tail end of their fun day.
Cool. Chris, thanks for coming in, man. We appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you, brother. Thank
Jeff
you.
Howe, it's a big weekend for you for Father's Day at the Red Dog Pub.
Yes, indeed. We have DJ Mark tonight, and on Saturday night, we have Folk Hill Revival, great acoustic versions of rock tunes and all genres. Come out and see us Sunday acoustic. We're having Father's Day 15% off Asian massage next door, Red Dog
Stop
Pub.
It, dude.
Are you serious about that?
No, okay. I'm not yet.
Because you know somebody's going to show up. Dude.
Oh, they all do. And come on out. We have a great time there. Live music, live people, fun, good.
What? Earlier, Angel said something about, you know, great gifts for Father's Day. This is a great gift for Father's Day. That would be 1-800-PIT-SHOP and get 2 tickets to the Monster Midway Suite Party at the Coke Zero Sugar 400. This is a great, great deal. Even if you don't even know who we are, it's a great deal. But if you're fans of the show, it's going to be awesome because Angel will be out there spinning tunes on the concourse, and you have an area to go and hang out that's air conditioned, and it's the Coke Zero Sugar 400. It's going to be coming up on July the 7th. Ken, I know you go every year, right?
I will be there, definitely.
Yeah, and you need to come over to our little area because it's all air conditioned and cool, and it's a big race. Who's going to win the races here?
Chase Elliott. Let's give it to him.
You go like every year, right? You love it.
Every year.
Yeah, well, this is a big race, and it's a great gift for Dad for Father's Day. 1-800-PIT-SHOP. That's 1-800-PIT-SHOP. You can vote for the best TV theme songs on the website right now. It's Gilligan's Island against Barney Miller. We got Cheers taking on Cops. Adam's Family's going up against Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And MASH is taking on The Love Boat. So when you vote, you automatically are registered to possibly win a $100 gift card for Hulu. So you can do that on the website right now at MySpace.com. monsters.fm. And the Victory Casino cruise we're doing with the guys from Real Laughs. So it's a big cruise. It's they've already sold like 300 or 400 tickets. There's only a limited space left. So you might want to go and get your tickets as soon as possible. It's only $10 to go on this cruise with us. And the guys from Real Laughs are going to perform on the way out.
Aww.
I'll be there. We got Carlos is going to be there. And Bo, the big man Rose, is going to be there, which means we'll probably get thrown off the ship.
Yeah, yeah. And throwing Bo off a ship is quite a task.
So go to realradio.fm and it's /victory to get those tickets. And then next week, Angel, we're going to be coaches for the mascot game.
Yeah, that's always fun. That's Saturday. Yeah. Early.
It's next Saturday, 2 o'clock. Get your tickets by going to realradio.fm, and it's all to benefit New Hope for Kids. It's the mascot games. Kids will love it, and I'm going to be a judge. Carlos will be a judge. Angel will be a judge, and Savannah will be a judge. So that'll be next week. Or coach. And then you tonight, 10 o'clock?
Absolutely. Make sure you tune in from 10 to midnight. It's What the Hell is Angel Listening To? Go like the Facebook page. I got some events and stuff coming up there. Actually, we're getting ready to go do a photo shoot.
All right, sounds good. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters at 3 o'clock. It's the Jim Colbert Show. Then it's Tom and Dan. Then it's Real Laughs. Then you want to make sure you listen to Angel at 10 till midnight. From Jeff Howe, Carlos, Angel, we got Chris and Kent.
And the leader of this mess of merry men, Russ. I want to finish that beer. Robert!
I do, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
But we got to get the hell up on out of here.
Swirl. Thank you.